Absolute pleasure to speak to you, Professor Richard Coates. Thank you so much for taking the time. He's Professor of Linguistics at the University of the West of England, who co-led the study. Now, I should have asked him actually before I let him go, where on earth we got the name for Mr. John Holmes, who, of course, is coming up from 1 o'clock and is here in the studio chuckling away to tell us
what's happening. I was laughing at the bent leg.
The bent leg.
Yeah.
But do you know the origin of Holmes?
No, but it's
Holmes,
interesting.
Holmes?
Are we going to be discussing this as well? Because it's quite a good story today about the origin of names. And so we've investigated many people's names, not least the England football team, and we will be bringing you the origins of them all. Very shortly.
Yeah, you've got to be quite careful on some of those. Although we do actually have a producer I work on my show, his name is Rudyard, and we're trying to work out what the origin of that can be. But
the
also,
origin of that.
We're so unliterary, we can't possibly work out what it is.
The origin of that is that his parents were drunk.
All of our parents were drunk. That's how we happened.
That's how you got the name Brewer.
Indeed. Heiress to a major jam-making and brewing empire. Sadly not. Mr. Holmes, what's happening on your show?
Well, there'll be that. There'll be other things. There's an edition of Paul Ross Master, of course, nobody's favourite quiz, where knowledge of the Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross is well and truly tested. So someone else will be having a go at that, trying to get the top of the leaderboard.
With some points,
exactly right.
You could actually run Sports Day at most of our primary schools these days with the whole some points thing.
Not really allowed near those
anymore. I like being a winner. It never happens, but there we are. That's John Holmes coming up just a minute or two's time from 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here at Talk Radio. Do stay tuned. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage-allowance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, get a real deal on a 15 litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Hello, then. It's just gone 1 o'clock. Hi, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And Victoria's got the news first.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Chad Evans' father-in-law hits out at investigation. UKIP misspend EU funding and DiCaprio lands in Scotland for a charity visit.
Talk Radio.
Chad Evans' father-in-law has exclusively told Talk Radio why he backed and bankrolled the bid to clear the footballer's name after his rape conviction. The 26-year-old, who served 2.5 years in prison, was found not guilty after a retrial in October. Carl Massey spent £500,000 on the appeal. He's told Julia he has questions about the police investigation.
This sounds bad, but it was a very good catch for the North Wales police to say, we have got a footballer on a rape charge.
And you think that that was a bigger factor for them than finding out the truth?
Oh, absolutely.
In which case, this prosecution, you feel, was always unsafe. The investigation?
The investigation was unsafe.
Alleged computer hacker Laurie Love has told Talk Radio he doesn't think he'd get a proportionate sentence if he's extradited to the United States.
And I wouldn't have that chance in America because the chances are, as was testified by medical experts, I would probably die in detention in America and not see the light of day again.
The Home Secretary has approved America's request for the 31-year-old who has Asperger's to face trial there. He's accused of stealing huge amounts of data from US organisations, including the FBI. UKIP is being accused of breaking EU rules by spending almost £500,000 of taxpayers' cash on opinion polls. A leaked European report criticised surveys done on the party's behalf ahead of the general election and June's EU referendum. The chief inspector of prison says it's impossible to say whether violence in jails is going to get worse. Peter Clark's comments come as the Justice Secretary is continuing talks with the Prison Officers Union after thousands of staff stopped working in protest. And Leonardo DiCaprio has visited a restaurant for the homeless on his first trip to Scotland. The Hollywood actor follows in George Clooney's footsteps by visiting Social Bites, which gives all its proceeds to charity.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and scattered showers across the country, turning wintry on higher ground. Highs of 12 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, good.
Good.
How was... I wasn't here yesterday.
I know.
I had a day off. But I know you were.
Yes.
I don't know how much your date with Cornelius was discussed
it
yesterday.
It was mentioned.
Was it?
And it wasn't a date.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just going to try and get the lowdown.
While he's not in the room.
Yeah.
So, he was nice because he bought me drinks.
That's nice.
But he's
you did what you did make sure you watched him.
Yeah.
While
I was with him at the bar.
That's all right.
He got me a free cloakroom, so my bag could go in the cloakroom.
This is good, isn't it? Was
yeah,
it
saved me
was
£2.50.
Pulling his celebrity strings or something?
No, it's just a deal you can get if you're on a certain phone provider.
Oh, fine.
But he spent the whole time on the phone to another woman.
Oh, yeah.
And he had his jumper wrapped around his waist like a scout leader.
Ah, that's
the same jumper he's worn 4 days in a row.
That's
now.
Right, yes. Yeah.
He's just walked into the room.
So but we're just getting a lowdown on your date, Cornelius, before we
get
cracking.
Oh, the date, yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
a date.
It was a date.
I heard you...
If it was a date, why were you on the phone the whole time to someone else?
Yeah, why were you on the phone to someone?
Because I'm a player.
Right.
Talk about blatant. Mildly offensive. He didn't crack on either. So he can't be that much of a player.
I'm a respectful player.
So that's more date news.
Wasn't a date.
Okay.
When are we next going on a date?
As the afternoon...
Well, you invited me to your birthday.
There we go. The afternoon wears on. We will do some programme in between date chat. You're listening to Talk Radio. Chloe's with us today. She's going to press something now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. It's been confirmed that Arsenal defender Hector Bellerin will be out for around 4 weeks with an ankle injury. But Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is hopeful that Alexis Sanchez will be fit in time for Saturday's Premier League game at Manchester United. He suffered a thigh injury while on international duty with Chile. In cricket, England have had a tough first day of the second test against India. James Anderson took his third wicket of the innings towards the close of play to leave the hosts on 317 for four. Indian captain Virat Kohli is unbeaten on 151, having been dropped on 56. Britain's Jamie Murray and doubles partner Bruno Suarez can secure a place in the semi-finals of the ATP World Tour Finals tennis in London later today. They take on Ivan Dodig and Marcelo Melo. In the singles competition, Novak Djokovic plays David Goffin, who's an injury replacement for Gael Monfils. Milos Raonic faces Dominic Thiem tonight. And lock Corey Hill will make his first start for Wales in Saturday's Autumn Rugby Union International against Japan. Uncapped teenager Keelan Giles makes the bench for the match in Cardiff. Sam Warburton has been reinstated as captain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Right then, thanks. That's Pete Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport there. Tweet actually coming from Andy. Says, how many hours does Victoria work? I've been listening since 6 a.m. and she's been there.
No, I haven't.
That's cleared that up. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do it.
Talk Radio.
Sky Q is brilliant. You can get these mini boxes that let you access what's on your main box in any room, even your recordings. And they don't need connecting to your dish, so you don't have to mess around drilling holes or anything. Plus, when you're out and about, you can watch recordings on your phone or tablet without 3G, 4G or Wi-Fi. Sorted. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q box, Sky TV, Sky Q multi-screen subscriptions and Sky Q minis. Save selected recordings from last 90 days to compatible device connected to home broadband.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon then, hello, I am an animated GIF, and it makes me feel a bit sick. Do you remember where?
Was it somewhere I shouldn't have been?
In the French Spartanburg.
Donald Trump is an amateur.
Yep.
Katie Hopkins is an amateur.
Yep.
John Holmes
is an amateur.
Yep. How many people watch Meat?
Because it's a Tuesday!
I just want to hear nasty racist stuff for the children. It's and I like to think that's down to us.
I prefer drugs to alcohol, because I always take diazepam.
There's too many maps, too many, many maps. Too many maps, too many, many maps.
Well, that's the problem with Bono. He was every single NHS staff member at the same time. We, however, embrace Lego Gandhi. Yep.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, you will twist the very fabric of nature.
Good afternoon, hello to you, it's just after a time, I am John Holmes, welcome along. It's your Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon thing where we are gorging on steak and takeaways and vodka and drugs. Honestly, it's brilliant here, it's just like being in prison. If the front page of today's mail is to be believed at any rate. It's also like being in prison in here in that you have to be careful not to bend over to pick up an advert. Unless you want to, obviously. I mean, that's perfectly acceptable amongst consenting adults. Let's be clear on that. Also today, of course, we learn that the Prison Officers Association will resume talks with the Justice Secretary, Liz Truss, over the tide of rising violence in jails. And this led to strikes by prison officers, of course. And the courts had to order officers back to work. And quite right, too. I mean, prisoners aren't going to beat themselves up, are they? Well, I mean, some will, but that's because the provision of mental health care in Britain's jails is also shockingly substandard. It's a complex situation, if I'm honest, but now at least the Daily Mail are helping by claiming that prisoners lead lives of luxury. Now, we've discussed it on this show before, of course. We reported, regular listeners will remember, we reported on prison doors being made of gold like Donald Trump's lift. And the prison on the Isle of Wight, you remember, where the lags, the prison issue clothes worn by the lags are made of ermine. And, of course, we had a live report from that containment facility in the Home Counties where each cell now has its own branch of Waitrose. Prison luxury, that is. Obviously, we'll keep you updated on that story as the afternoon unfolds. Meanwhile, my friend, I expect you are wondering just what other radio ropes we're lobbing over you from out of the radio today. Well, here's a thing. Headline Hijack is on the way. Much controversy, as you'll know, surrounding so-called fake news this week. Fake news and the proliferation of it. That's been all over the newspapers. Facebook and others all getting pulled into the row over this made-up nonsense masquerading as news. As ever, though, as you'd expect, we are way ahead of the curve, as we've been positively encouraging this kind of behaviour since day one. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into our news at 2pm. It's our bulletin at 2pm with the specific intention of confusing people. The populace. Victoria reads the news of sorts, and she is the owner-operator of This Mouth.
This Mouth.
And from out it could come your news lie there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. When they get back at 2 o'clock, they hear the news. Believe it to me, but there's a lie in there. We'd like you to make the lie up and get it to us. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
After that, of course, another inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. criteria? Well, all you need to be is a lonely what lunch. Somebody who is lunching alone, you could win an exciting gift prize. Now, Cornelius.
Hi.
Could you just make a noise for us as a kind of audio representation of just how exciting the gift prizes are? Hear the list of what you could win later. But if you'd like to get on the list in order to try and win one, there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Just say, I'd like to be doing the lonely lunch, please, on that email, and Ask Broadcast will call you back. Work experience punditry today comes from Talal. He'll be making his work experience reviewing debut, looking at geeky, gadgety nonsense. And his work experience, so we don't have to pay him. That's the point of the exercise. There's the day's big stories. Viewed through the prism, moved through the prism of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. We've been putting microphones in the people's faces to ask them if they think sun cream or chess sets. What do you think, though? Do you think sun cream? Or do you think chess sets? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's All Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word chess sets or sun cream.
There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Matt has the diversity paper review. His diversity is that he is Jewish. There will be a man from Talk Sports with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, bringing us the showbiz. And it's Thursday, so that means there's another edition of No One's Favourite Radio Quiz that tests players' knowledge of Talk Radio, Full Set Breakfast presenter. Not you, Cornelius, not your sort of player. tests everybody's knowledge of Paul Ross. Ginger Dave, not producing today. I'll be honest, he's tried to get himself jailed because he's heard that prisoners get treated to students, which he considers to be a luxury. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
She's like the third chuckle brother. But more manly than the other two. Chloe's on the buttons.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Victoria's got the news.
I do. Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon. What?
Nothing. I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 weekday thing from Talk Radio on the radio. Hello. And do you know what? To lead into today's big story, as is traditional, we're going to start with some music.
They call me Help. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a diet. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I miss the catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last chip standing up against the wall. Keep up falling.
So then, that's the noise of the ting, ting. Why would I be playing the ting-tings? I mean, it does link to today's big story.
Ah.
It does link to today's big story.
They forget my name.
Name. Name.
They call me Hell.
They call me John Holmes. They call him Con. They call her Ask Prodcast. They call her Chloe. They call Victoria names. But I'm playing that to get into today's big story. Would anyone like to hazard a guess when I say anyone? I mean, play along at home by all means. But really, I mean Cornelius, because he's here and, you know, you're there and I can't hear you. But feel free to hazard a guess. Why would I be playing
it? Me? The Ting Tings.
Yes. Careful. Careful now.
Is it something to do with the name of the song?
Yes.
That's Not My Name.
Yes.
Is someone... Those names are in the news, aren't they?
There are some names in the news.
Is it that?
It's... I'll tell you what it is. Julie was just talking about it at the end of her show as well. It's names. There's a new English dictionary of British... The Oxford's, beg your pardon, a dictionary of British surnames. And the origin of them all. They've done 4 years of research to find out exactly how surnames originated and where they originated from. Number one trending story at the moment on the Twitters and things. So we're going to be discussing that. We're going to be finding out, you know, where the name, who and what, where the names come from. All the names. We're going to put all the names to the test. I'm going to test all of the, you know, on the front of the Sun today, the boozy footballers.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to put their names to the historical test.
Excellent.
To find out what makes them tick. Next, we're going to need a guest. Cass is through the glass. Hi, Cass. Hi, Cass. Named after an angry goth from the north. Winter is coming. Cass is coming.
Oh, just shut up. Okay.
Could you get me a guest, please?
No.
Okay. Please?
All right.
So next on Talk Radio, we'll talk to a guest about the origin of names. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
This month at TradePoint, it's tool time with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with 2 lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start in Devon for the northbound side of the M5. Two lanes are closed due to a jackknife caravan. Slow traffic just prior to junction 27 at Tiverton for the A361. Outside, two lanes are closed there. To Monmouthshire, the Severn Bridge, there's one lane closed due to strong winds in both directions between junction 2 at Chepstow and junction 1 for the A403. It's the outside lane of the two which is closed. And the eastbound side of the M58 in Lancashire, two lanes closed there due to an accident involving two cars between junction 5 at Upper Holland and junction 26 for the Oral Interchange.
There's a new Audi, a car with a long flowing silhouette that's also short and compact, with 3 doors and 5 doors, a streamlined roof, and no roof at all. It's the new Audi A3 range, all available with attractive finance, like the new A3 Sportback SE Technic model at just £239 per month and initial customer rental of £1,434. Call your local Audi centre to book a test drive. Audi, Vorsprong durch Technik. With contract hire, business users only, plus 20% VAT until 31st December 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I say. Where do you weigh a James Whale?
What?
Where do you weigh a James Whale?
Whales?
No.
I don't know. Where do you weigh a whales?
At a James Whale.
A James Whale.
At a James Whale weigh station. It's Talk Radio that you're listening to in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Cornelius has been gathering in some of your reactions that have been coming in.
Lots coming in, John. John, I read in the news about a near miss and a drone. I used to be a drone pilot for the US Army, and we used to have near misses all the time, like schools and stuff, but we didn't really care. John, in this day and age, no one, no matter who they are, should have to live in Luton.
Sorry, I was just having a crisp.
Yeah, my crisps.
Let's do today's big story. So what's in a name? Well, letters mostly, and a hyphen if you're Julia Hartley Brewer. And a swear word if you work with Julia Hartley Brewer. Julia Hartley F-word Brewer, as she's referred to in the office here. But now a 4-year project involving and investigating the history of surnames in the UK has come to fruition. The Oxford English Dictionary of Family Names has today revealed why we are called what...
Yeah, they're spicy.
They're spicier than I thought, those crisps.
Mm. Serves you right.
Has today revealed why we're called what we are. And it's all to do with our ancestors' jobs, geographical location, or in some cases, physical peculiarities. For instance, let me give you some for instance. Victoria, who does the news here, her surname is Bourne, meaning unable to read. And Chloe, who's on the button, tell her Chloe. Chloe's there, look. Hi, Chloe. Now, of course, that is a derivation of cloaca, which means turtle's vagina. Which means that, yeah, no, it really does. It means that Chloe's ancestors were, turtles. Cass's surname is Ho. You do the maths. And we all gave up trying to find out what Cornelius Mendes means. But my name, of course, is Holmes, John Holmes, Holmes. And that, when you trace it back, means man about to talk to a guest. His name is Professor Barry McLean. He's a Professor of Linguistics at the University of Barnet. He's on the phone. Good afternoon, Professor McLean.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on the radio. So let's talk about...
You're welcome.
Good. So let's talk about this, then. Very interesting survey. Very interesting to find out where people's names originated. The name Holmes, then, which is mine, let's start. Where does that come from? What's that?
Indeed. Well, Holmes, that's about as English as they get, really. This surname is derived from a geographical locality, at the home, mm-hmm. from residence upon a home, or an islet, if you like, or a flat land beside a river. The word is, as a place name, is common all over England. You know, in my old parish is Apple Tree Home in the River Craik,
yes.
for example. Yeah.
Right. So
people who come from those areas.
So basically, my ancestors just lived on a flat bit by a river. That's it.
Flat bits, yes. Yeah.
Flat bits. An islet.
Put it so simply. An islet, yes.
Like on a shoe.
Sure.
Okay. I suppose you could. It is by river, so technically that is a shore. Okay, now, this is interesting. What I thought we'd do is an experiment, Professor McLean, if that's all right. Now, you may have seen the front page of the Sun newspaper today. Three Lions team in 4 a.m. Bender, which, rather than anything derogatory, is slang name for a drinking session.
Yeah.
And this is the Football Association who have probed, and I quote, 10 aces as they went to a nightclub. So, I thought what we'd do was take the names of the England football team and run down them, and then you can sort of tell me, you know, where they originate, what their surnames, what their names mean. Is that something we could do?
Well, of course, yeah. Luckily, I was reading the same paper, and I've already been looking into this.
Oh, well, so you're already
over-prepared for this.
Handily tipped off. Okay, so we'll start off then with Jack Wilshere. Jack Wilshere, footballer. Jack Wilshere, what does that mean?
Oh, that means boozer.
Boozer, yeah. I thought that was probably the case. Phil, now, I don't know how you say this. Phil Jagielka. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Phil Jagielka.
Boozer.
Yeah. Daniel Sturridge.
Boozer.
Harry Kane.
Boozer.
Jamie Vardy.
Racist slur sayer. And Boozer.
Boozer. Marcus Rashford.
Boozer.
Jordan Henderson.
Boozer.
Theo Walcott.
It could either mean injury or Boozer.
Boozer, right. Jesse Lingard.
Boozer.
Yeah. Eric Dyer.
That's also Boozer.
Right, Joe Hart?
Oh, that's an interesting one. It means shampoo salesman, but often also means Boozer.
Boozer. John Stones?
Boozer.
Adam La-La-La-La-Lana?
It means yellow Teletubby, is the modern imitation, but it also means Boozer.
Boozer. Gary Cahill?
Boozer.
Nathaniel Klein?
Boozer.
Wayne Rooney?
Boozer. Hmm. And also Granny Botherer.
It's interesting, though, isn't it, how surnames are sort of formed? I mean, I know you've looked into this more. I mean, in terms of the details, Professor, just run us through a couple. Because the England team are all in trouble. We've learned only this afternoon now they're going to be banned from nights out during international tournaments by the FA. That's what they said this afternoon. So, I mean, just talk us through. I mean, Phil,
well, yeah, that's a classic old German name, actually, and it's pronounced Jägerke, which means Jäger liquor.
Yeah, right, yes.
Liquor of Jäger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jäger used to be served on tree stumps, and the imbibers would bend down and lick.
The Jäger off, and that's the Tracy's family about. That's it's literally Jäger liquor. Okay.
Yeah.
Any others you got for us there?
Jack Wilshere is an interesting one.
Yep.
Yes, it's an old Jewish name.
Yep.
It literally means someone who will share their sambuca.
Daniel Sturridge.
Sturridge. Ah, yes, that's an old Nordic name.
Yeah.
Yes, the ancient Vikings, they believed that the drinking of ale before a battle would help to stir the rage inside the warriors.
I find this stuff fascinating. It's really interesting.
The etymology of name is a diverse and vast place where you can get lost for days.
It's not just, I mean, are you looking down the subs bench as well of the England team? Because what have we got there? Danny Drinkwater is one of them, I think.
Yes, Drinkwater, yeah. Many people know this. Water is Russian for vodka.
Yes, so that makes that makes a lot of sense. Listen, we're out of time, I'm afraid, but I mean that was a really interesting insight into the origin of names. And I thought, you know, it's timely that we do it with the England football team, given that they're front page news today. So, Professor McLean, thank you very much indeed. That's Professor Barry McLean. He's the Professor of Linguistics at the University of Barnet, helping us through today's big story, of course, the origin of surnames, which if you'd like to look up yours, then we can do it for you. Get in touch with us. We'll do the research. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you would like to react to the story in any way at all regarding the drunk football, or indeed their names, then same number applies. In the next half an hour here on Talk Radio, we'll meet today's lonely luncher, and of course there will be the small matter of headline hijack, as we encourage you to put a fake news story into the news at 2 p.m. And speaking of the news, here's Victoria with it.
Talk Radio.
Chad Evans' father-in-law has told Talk Radio the footballer had a massive error in judgment, but he always believed that he did not rape a teenager. The 26-year-old former Wales international was acquitted following a retrial in October. In his only broadcast interview, Carl Massey, he spent £500,000 to clear Evans' name, says he was furious when he heard about the story.
When the Sun broke the story, we were on holiday. I got a telephone call from a guy I worked with, and he said, "Have you seen the headline in the Sun?" I said, "No, I'm on holiday." And he read it to me. and it was footy ace Chad Evans in Sex Assault Quiz, and I chased him round the swimming pool, but I couldn't catch him, but I wanted to kill him.
An alleged computer hacker has told us that a jail term in the US could cause his health to deteriorate and lead to a mental breakdown or suicide. 31-year-old Laurie Love, who has Asperger's, is accused of stealing huge amounts of data from American agencies, including the US Army and the FBI. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has authorised his extradition to the US. A leaked report has revealed UKIP misspent almost £400,000 of taxpayers' money on its own electioneering. It shows the money was given to a European political grouping which broke rules by spending it on polling to boost its own campaigns. The Old Bailey has heard the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox walked away from the scene as if nothing had happened. Witnesses say Thomas Mayer, who denies the charges, told people they'd better move back as he stabbed her in West Yorkshire in June. The Justice Secretary has admitted there are very serious issues with the level of violence in prisons, but Liz Truss insists she is not out of her depth and claims plans to improve safety are working. And Hillary Clinton says she wanted to never leave the House again following her US election defeat. She's addressed a children's charity a week after losing to Donald Trump. The weather's sunny spells and scattered showers across the country, turning wintry over higher ground. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There's also more in an hour where today's bonus news will feature.
Animal news.
Is it today?
Yes, because we've not done it because you got rid of me doing it for Toby. And then I had to do bonus Bono news, and then you had a day off, so it's animal news.
Did you not have to do bonus news yesterday?
No, I didn't do anything.
So in that case, your bulletins, the reason for doing bonus news, of course, is your bulletins are shorter, you get paid the same, it's like a news Toblerone. Fewer of it and it costs the same. But as you didn't do it yesterday, that means you've got to do two today.
No, it doesn't, because I'm busy today.
Why are you busy in particular today?
Busier than normal, because we've got a nice little exclusive. If you'd listened to my bulletins, you'd have heard it.
Do you listen to them?
No, I went out there to eat crisps instead.
Fine. Okay, so Victoria's bonus news is animal news today, so you get an extra minute of animal-related stories at 2.30, and I know it's something we all look forward to. And in the next bit of the programme, of course, Headline Hijack, your made-up news stories. It's all in the news about the news fakes, isn't it? Often now being blamed for the election results in America. Were Facebook accidentally promoting news stories that weren't true? Did that influence people's votes? A lot of people discussing that around and about, but we are the pioneers of such a thing with Headline Hijack. Make up a news story. We positively embrace it and even give it a little kiss. Put it into the... So that remind you of your date with Cornelius?
No, because that didn't happen. Right. We've already discussed that.
Goes into...
And it wasn't a day anyway.
I kissed her.
No, you didn't. Why are you making that up?
Goes into the news at 2 o'clock. So if you'd like to get involved with that... 8...
me.
8 7 2 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I don't want to come in here again.
I'm going to speak to HR. You're listening to Talk Radio. Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio. So, still to come then, Headline Hijack, as previously indicated. Also on the programme, Lonely Lunch Club as well. If you're lunching alone, we'd like to hear from you. Here's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get in touch, we'll call you back. You could be entered into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. Some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John, regarding the name story we've been running. John, the origin of my surname is very interesting. I got it from my father. He got it from his father.
Yes.
He got it from his father.
Yes.
He got it from his father.
Yes.
And then he got it from his father.
Yes.
Now, he got that from his father.
Right.
Who got it from his father.
Yes.
And then he got it from his father.
Yes.
And then he got it from his father.
Yes.
And then he got it from his father.
Yeah.
And then he got it from his father.
Well, hang on, back up. I'm a bit confused now. So, who got it? What was the last one?
The father.
Yes.
He got it from his father. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I understand.
And then his father was named Father.
That explains it.
And that's from Michael Father. Thank you.
Alex Sivrite has been on Twitter. John, I'm called Alex Sivrite. My last name means strained properly due to my ancestors' toilet habits. If you'd like us to help with your name, then please do get in touch. Yes, you know the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. On Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, just 22 short minutes to go before 2 o'clock, and the news, which will be oh so fashionably topical as to contain a made-up news story. A news fake, a fake news. It's become all of the chat. The story of fake news is all over the news. They are blaming it, as I say, for reasons Trump got elected. People reading stories and believing them when they're not true, just disseminated onto the internet by fools. But we've been doing it since day one in a feature we call Headline Hijack, putting a lie into the news at 2 o'clock, even though you're technically not allowed to do it. We like you to make that lie up. You create the lie. And thus the glory of being today's Headline Hijacker could be yours. What's been coming in then? Shall we have a look? Cornelius has got one.
Lots coming in, John. This is from Danny, who says, after Donald Trump's announcement that he wants to deport 3 million illegal immigrants from the USA back into South America, it is thought that the Amazon rainforest is being prepared to be made into a migrants' jungle akin to the Calais jungle.
Yep.
Tents are currently being erected and the local wildlife is being asked to move on.
Yes, I've read about this. It's going to be shocking, but it is quite a good idea.
Yeah, because it's already a jungle in a sense, the Amazon jungle.
That's right.
So they just fits.
If you just put the immigrants in it, you don't really have to do any more work for it to become a jungle. That's the beauty of the idea for many people. That's what they're saying. I think that's very interesting news coming out of America at the moment. This is something interesting as well. Doctors in New Zealand. This is fascinating. Doctors in New Zealand have been baffled after a lady has given birth to a baby which was holding a spoon. It just came out holding a spoon. I mean, I hope not horizontal. I hope.
Oh.
The newborn is thought by medical professionals to be the closest any child has actually been to actually being born with a silver spoon in their mouth. It wasn't in the baby's mouth.
No.
It was clutched in the baby's fist, but born holding a spoon. It's if you look at the pictures online, if you Google that, it's absolutely amazing. A baby, they filmed the birth, and it just sort of scoops its way out. It's very interesting. Made up news stories. 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll meet today's Lonely Luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This Christmas, surprise someone special with Boss Selection at the Perfume Shop. Only £19.99 for 50ml while stocks last, saving £20 on the RRP of £40. Give the ambitious man in your life his signature scent. You know the person, we know the perfume. At the Perfume Shop.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Just can't wait for Black Friday. At Argos, our Black Friday event starts tomorrow with thousands of amazing deals. Plus, with our buy now price promise, these offers won't go lower on Black Friday at Argos, or we'll refund the difference. Go Argos. End 30th of November. Terms and conditions apply. See online for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start in Devon for the northbound side of the M5. Two lanes are closed due to a jackknife caravan. Slow traffic just prior to junction 27 at Tiverton for the A361. Outside, two lanes are closed there. To Monmouthshire, the Severn Bridge, there's one lane closed due to strong winds in both directions between junction 2 at Chepstow and junction 1 for the A403. It's the outside lane of the two which is closed. And the eastbound side of the M58 in Lancashire, two lanes closed there due to an accident involving two cars between junction 5 at Upper Holland and junction 26 for the Oral Interchange.
There's a new Audi, a car with a long flowing silhouette that's also short and compact, with three doors and five doors, a streamlined roof and no roof at all. It's the new Audi A3 range, all available with attractive finance, like the new A3 Sportback SE Technic model at just £239 per month and initial customer rental of £1,434. Call your local Audi centre to book a test drive. Audi, Vorsprong der Technik. With contract hire, business users only, plus 20% VAT until 31st December 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talking. Right, so here's the thing. Lonely lunching. If you're lonely and you're lunching alone, as if to prove it, then obviously get on the list to get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We'll meet today's Lonely Luncher next. But first of all, we've been looking, as you would expect, through the newspapers. There's a lot of different stories today. It seems to me a lot of the newspapers have got slightly bored with the whole Trump thing. I mean, we've had a week and a half of relentless Trump. And it's kind of moved on a bit. You've got the Sun, of course, with their Three Lions team in 4 a.m. Bender, which is slang for a booze up rather than anything derogatory. There's a picture of Lisa Snowden in a bikini. That's good. And the Times here are going with the news that Bob Dylan will not collect the Nobel Prize from the judges, that he won the Nobel Prize for literature, of course. 95% of new workers are foreigners. Unemployment at 11-year low despite Brexit fears. That's in the Times. The Mirror have gone with a drone and a plane, and other papers have things. The thing is, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
We're here to help you, Cornelius, as you know, because this is on the programme bit, where we explain the news to you by analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. Here we go with the news in haikus.
Carrying 100 dogs in queue, tist law break ever.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are then. Hammering on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's made of mouldering pita bread and an egg. Inside reside those who have previously been inducted into its hallowed halls. Those who are lunching alone. This is the part of the radio dial where if you are lunching alone, we can make you fewer lonely by being your virtual friend and or slash colleague. Able to chat about the issues of the day, or indeed, whatever is on your mind. It's Talk Radio at its very finest. The only criteria is for you to be lunching late. That is it. That is all we require. And then you come on the radio, tell us why, tell us what you're having for lunch, and then let the chatting commence. Holly's on the telephone. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, some stranger just looked around thinking I said hello to her. Sorry.
Always a little bit awkward. But
yep, always a little bit awkward. But I'm good.
But good, I'm glad to hear. I suppose, Holly, though, it's, you know, by even engaging a stranger, you're making yourself fewer lonely. You know, if you're forced to just go out and speak to people you don't know, it's all part of the exercise, isn't it?
Or slightly more of a social outcast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want you to feel outcast. And the point of this, Holly, as you realise, is to make you feel fewer lonely and just learn a little bit about you, really. Where are you, Holly?
I'm somewhere in Southwark.
Okay.
Somewhere on a road.
Just somewhere. All right, fine. That's not far from us, actually. Interesting. What are you doing in Southwark, Holly?
I'm waiting for an audition.
What, the audio editing software?
Yes. Exactly. No, I'm waiting for an acting audition.
Oh, I see. Right, and that's exciting. What you up for?
It's for a Shakespeare play.
Is it now?
Proper theatre, serious theatre.
That is proper, isn't it? So you are an actress, Holly?
I am, yes.
Excellent. So where is this Shakespeare play being? I mean, you're in the Southwark area. That suggests the Globe to me.
It's not the Globe, but it's nearby the Globe.
Oh, right. Sort of Globe light.
Yes.
Okay. So, what play is it?
The Tempest.
Oh. All right, okay.
One of the more serious and weird ones.
Yeah. Oh, and what role are you going for?
I'm not sure.
That's awkward.
Yeah, I've got to turn up and play some drum percussion stuff on Pots and Pans. That's my audition.
it's exactly as Shakespeare wrote it.
Yep, I'm not joking. I have a baking tray in my backpack.
I'll be honest with you. Two things. One, I've never spoken to anyone with a baking tray in their backpack before, and it's an honour. And secondly, you'd think they would have supplied that stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that there might be something there, and then I can just add my baking tray to the melee of goods, IKEA
stuff. You won't remember this, Holly, I'm sure, but there used to be a man on television. Right, there was a programme called Tiswas, okay? You may be familiar with its oeuvre. Saturday mornings, Chris Tarrant, and so on and so forth. And a man on there used to go on there every week, and his skill that he used to demonstrate was to smash himself in the head with a tin tray, a baking tray. And he used to sing a song called Mule Train, and while he sung it, he would bash his knee and his head with the tray in time to the music. The hilarity, Holly, I can tell you. Or I'm suggesting maybe as a little treat for the people auditioning you, you want to bone up on that.
Give it a good head smack.
Yeah, just as a, you know, they won't be expecting it, is what I mean, and it'll make you stand out from the other people auditioning.
That is very true. I might actually take you up on that. That's about the only idea I've got right now.
And the other thing you do is, when you go in, just say, can I be the Tempest? Can I be the Tempest? I want to be the Tempest. Let me be the and then just do an impression of some wind. Just run around.
And then stop, just going.
Yeah. Oh. Just trying to help. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, actually, they haven't said that there won't be interpretive dance, so it could happen.
There you go. You can do anything with Shakespeare. Now, you're alone because you're on the way to an audition. That is great. I'm glad you've taken the time to get in touch. Is there any subject you particularly like to chat about? Because the point of the exercise is we can talk about the issues of the day or anything you like. We are, as your virtual friend and colleague, as though we were having an idle chit-chat. That's all we require. That's how the Tupperware Hold of Despair works.
Well, I'm not very good at idle chit-chat, so we could either talk about something really intense in the news or the weather. I'm not really bothered.
You choose.
Shall we talk about the news?
The news, yes. Any particular aspect of the news?
The world is doomed.
The world ending?
Yes.
Okay. And that chat can start...
The chat is the world ending.
Okay, but it starts now. What do you make of this news of the world ending, Holly?
I think it's imminent. It's probably going to happen about the time when President Trump becomes President Trump, and then from then on, it's all downhill, really.
Yeah. I mean, what did you? I mean, you're a sort of left leaning liberal actress type, so you'll have not liked the. not like the appointment of Trump. I'm guessing. I'm taking a wild stab in that dark there, Holly.
Taking a fairly accurate wild stab there. Yeah, yeah. I went to bed at 5:30 in the morning just because I was like, this is not going to end well.
Yeah. It's but in one, I mean, it's been an interesting week for him, hasn't it? Because in many ways, he's started appointing his team and then immediately firing them again. I mean, it's already more interesting than anything Obama actually did, as far as I can see.
True. Yeah. Maybe he thinks it's just the next series of The Apprentice.
It does smack of that. It does, you know. Yes, I see what you mean. It does. It does have that. It's like he's treating it like it's a reality television show rather than, you know, the world.
The world, which is essentially what America's become right now. So,
the equivalent, of course, would be Alan Sugar, wouldn't it, as Prime Minister,
or a lord,
you know,
or something.
That would be better than Trump, because he was a bit of a left leaning liberal in his time.
Yeah, but he's an awful person. So, and I can say that as someone who has had to work with him. And I personally found him ruder than Julia Hartley Brewer, and that's saying something.
That is not possible.
It is possible.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
This is one of the most enlightening chats about politics I've ever had.
Yeah, I know. quite why I haven't been asked to guest host Question Time, I don't know, Ollie, if I'm honest. It can only be a matter of time. We've got to get on, but as you know, to get inducted into the Top of Hill of Despair, not only does your name go on, is written large on the walls of the Tupperware Hall of Despair in gravy. We dip our fists into gravy and write your name over the walls, and there it will stay forever, sort of reducing you to nothing more than a mere stain. But the good news is that you can win a gift prize for simply being inducted in. Holly, and I know that's excited you beyond measure. So what we'll do now is we'll play some gift prize music. Here it comes. And then you'll hear a list of gift prizes, and all you have to do is tell us which gift prize you'd like out of the gift prizes that are on offer in the list of gift prizes, if that's clear.
Brilliant.
Here they come, then. Here's the first one.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, being a talk radio mug, it doesn't have the editing audio software Adobe Audition, even though it's a national radio mug.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Slightly dribbled on by myself today when I fell asleep on the train this morning.
That's nice. You'll get some of Cornelius's DNA thrown in.
A talk sport mug.
Much like Victoria on that date, by all accounts.
Being TalkSport is probably sponsored by a betting company.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A man from the radio does a book.
Hello.
Because he isn't getting any telly work.
All right.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing where the best place to watch bowls live is in the UK.
Tune in quick.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Was used to be blocking the draft in the window until the breakfast producer Alex came over to the window and shut it properly, because that's been the problem over quite a number of weeks.
Yeah, and you hadn't spotted that, even though it's the window's next to you.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Ideal for straining veg and whole foods, such as rice or pasta.
And we got it due to a typo when we asked for a calendar. Nick's been on, Holly, you'll be pleased to know. He writes, I remember the man who bashed his head with a tin tray to mule train on Tiz Was. We were easily pleased in those days. You see, that's the kind of fascinating... what passed for entertainment then, and look how far we've come.
Well, he'll come and see the Tempest, I'm sure.
Could you, before you go, are you just sort of standing in the street?
Yes.
Could you take your baking tray out of your backpack?
yes.
Okay. And then just have a quick go now.
Are you ready?
At bashing yourself in the head, like the man on Tiz Was.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hear that?
Yeah. Could you do it several times?
There's currently a man in a car staring at me, so probably not, because there was a police car a second ago.
Holly, which of the gift prizes would you like to go?
being the creative type, I think I'm going to have to go for some haikus on a metro with some free DNA.
Right. It is on the way to you, Holly. In fact, you're not very far away. You could pop by and pick it up in person if you like. After your audition. Good luck with your audition. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, good luck.
Let us know how it goes,
Thank
Holly.
You.
Thank you. That's Holly there. You see, it doesn't matter what you're doing, what you're up to. If you're alone at lunchtime, you don't just have to be crying into your pillow. You could be out about hitting yourself in the face with some tin.
You don't even need a baking tray.
No. You're absolutely right. All you need to be is lunching alone for whatever reason. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get in touch. You can get on the list. Now, the small matter of headline hijack, of course, which is on the way. Someone's made up news story in the news, which is coming next. Fake news is all the rage, of course, all over the papers about the proliferation of it. We've been doing it since day one. We call it headline hijack. Cornelius, who's got their made up news line to the news today?
It's Robbie.
Robbie. Where's he from?
Robbie is from Tottingham.
Thank you. Tottingham. Robbie's in Tottingham. Tottingham Robbie, they call him. He has, or her, made a news story in the news next. Headline hijack. After that, we will be doing work experience punditry as Talal joins us, making his debut as a work experience, reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. And showbiz reviewed with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. And a game of Paul Rossmaster, this week's edition of the favourite radio quiz of literally no one. All to come on Talk Radio between now and 4 p.m.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shop.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
At Wickes, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wickes, let's do it right.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. At 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Chad Evans' father-in-law criticises police. US hacking accused fears he'll die behind bars. And DiCaprio lands in Scotland for a charity visit.
Talk Radio.
Chad Evans' father-in-law has exclusively told Talk Radio police cared too much about getting a footballer convicted of rape.
I'm looking at the way the police handled the investigation because from what I've seen, it was only designed to convict, not discover the truth.
The 27-year-old former Wales international spent 2.5 years in prison before he was acquitted last month. Carl Massey spent £500,000 on the appeal, and in his only broadcast interview, he's criticised the way police investigate sexual offences.
It's a very, very dangerous time to be a drunk man. And if you do have drunken sex, you've got to worry the next day as to what might happen. And, you know, I think there's an awful lot of men out there who've had drunken sex and not paid the price that Ched paid.
North Wales Police says it won't comment on the interview. Alleged computer hacker Laurie Love has told Talk Radio he fears he'll die in prison after the Home Secretary authorised his extradition to the US. He faces up to 99 years in jail if he's found guilty of cyber attacks against organisations including the FBI. Laurie, who has Asperger's syndrome, has told us about his fears.
Where Asperger's comes into it is that the medical experts testified that it increases the risk of misfortune happening to someone in detention, specifically suicide, because in my case it's coupled with lifelong depression.
UKIP is being accused of breaking EU rules by using taxpayers' money for campaigning. A leaked European report claims more than £140,000 was spent on opinion polls. The Justice Secretary is continuing talks with prison unions as she faces questions about her leadership. Liz Truss insists she's not out of her depth, but admits there is a serious problem with violence in jails. And Leonardo DiCaprio has paid a visit to a restaurant in Edinburgh which helps the homeless, following in the footsteps of George Clooney. The Hollywood actor met staff and ate lunch at Social Bites, which encourages customers to pay forward meals for those sleeping rough.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What did we know what he had for lunch?
I don't know what meal he had, actually.
Could you find out?
I can try,
yeah. I think the nation wants to know what DiCaprio chose from the menu.
OK. Sunny spells and scattered showers across the country, turning wintry over higher ground with highs of 12 degrees. That's the weather, not what he ate, clearly.
Yes. There's more of that in half an hour with bonus news today. Victoria, very pleased. She's got to do animal news at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, have you started it?
No, because I've been busy.
All right.
Writing up the Ched Evans stuff.
I can tell you.
So please get a move on, because I need all the time I can get to write 1:30. Sport!
Here's the sport with pre-recorded with Pete Abbott.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has confirmed that defender Hector Bellerin will be out for 4 weeks with an ankle injury. Wenger, though, is hopeful that Alexis Sanchez could be fit enough to face Manchester United in the early kick-off on Saturday. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he's always thought of Daniel Sturridge as a wonderful football player. The striker has been linked with a move away from Anfield and has failed to score a Premier League goal this season. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers has been named as the Scottish Premiership Manager of the Month for October. They won all four of their top flight fixtures in the month without conceding a goal. England's cricketers were given a late boost after a tough first day of the second test with India. James Anderson took his third wicket of the innings towards the close of play to leave the hosts on 317 for four. And Britain's Jamie Murray and doubles partner Bruno Suarez take on Ivan Dodig and Marcelo Melo at the ATP World Tour Finals in London later today. In the singles competition, Novak Djokovic plays David Goffin and Milos Raonic faces Dominic Thiem tonight. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in lighter news, Zippo have announced that they're going to release a new cigar lighter to celebrate the inauguration of Donald Trump next year. The lighter will have orange fibres on top of it and will be able to have a flame so big that it can burn down the whole US economy.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the live news, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoon, then. Just ahead of work experience punditry. I don't know whether you saw this. This happened yesterday, of course. Excellent news. The BBC Radio 2 building in London, which was originally called Western House, has been renamed Wogan House. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Which, of course, is a tribute to one of the most iconic, one of the greatest broadcasters, someone as a broadcaster you absolutely look up to, Terry Wogan, of course. And now he's called Wogan House. And I think that's... And I thought, what a better time, really, to remind ourselves just how good Terry Wogan was as a broadcaster. Genuinely did love Terry Wogan. I thought we'd just play a bit.
Sure.
Just a bit of Wogan. This is obviously back when he used to do breakfast on Radio 2. So, Terry Wogan.
Radio 2, and we're just coming down from a bong. Anyway, Mum and Dad and dogs. and chicken.
It's a little bit funny, but then again, no.
Elton John, he's a load of old toss.
We'll be right back.
Right, so work experience punditry on the way. Before that, here's what we're doing on the text. If you'd like to, I believe they say, get involved. It's, well, the news, of course, is full of prisons. On the front page of the papers today, the luxury of prisons. They're eating steak, they're eating vodka, they're eating drugs. According to the papers, it's luxury in there. As we've talked about before, some prisons turn out now. Each cell has its own branch of Waitrose. The prisoners are in luxury. This comes, of course, amid strike action by the Prison Officers Association. As they say, there's a rising tide of violence in prisons. The Justice Secretary, Liz Truss, having to deal with it. So we thought we'd bring you prison facts today, because we hear about prisons all the time, but you might not know really all about them and the history of them and the details of them. So we're taking your prison facts on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes.
And messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Or you could use Twitter, which is at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
For prison facts, here's what's been coming in so far. Thank you, Darren, for this. The opposite of prisons is pris-offs.
Correct.
Yeah. Cornelius, you've got one.
Yes. Did you know, John, that whilst in jail, prisoners are rehabilitated for the outside world and trained to work. They all practice working in pubs, and that's where the phrase "put them behind bars" comes from.
Right. In some jails, there are so few police officers that they use mannequins dressed as prison officers to keep control. The system works so well that there are three prisons in the UK at this moment that have no officers in them at all, and the warden is just a broomstick with a glove on it. Prison facts, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Not radio on
Start your message with the prison facts.
Thursday afternoon, 8 minutes past two, time for work experience punditry. Making his work experience punditry debut is Talal. Good afternoon.
Woo. Hello.
Yeah.
How's it going?
A little woo from you there.
Yeah, great. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, right. I'm very happy to be here.
So you're doing work experience.
Yeah.
And we don't have to pay you.
What?
So that's encouraging. Now, you're...
Wait, what?
geeky, gadgety stuff. That's what you've been looking at for us.
Yeah.
We road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits every day on the programme by getting one of them to, rather than, you know, hey, work experience in most places, what do you do? You have to get the tea or something, you have to photocopy a thing, you have to do all the boring jobs. Here, we just grab them and put them on air.
That's exactly what
elevates us to the level we're at.
I've made nay one cup of tea this whole week.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's why no one likes you. So, geeky, gadgety stuff, Talal, what have you got?
It's not really my field, but I've...
Doesn't matter.
I've been doing some investigation. I've got three really fun stories and a couple of boring ones. So what do you want first?
Boring.
Yeah, okay, cool. There's a new app that shows you what your living room would look like with a different sofa.
I mean, that's quite boring. You're all right there.
Yeah. How about a fun one?
Well, no, hang on. Let's talk about that.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do? Upload, take a picture of your living room?
No. Oh. It's actually far more advanced than that.
Oh, go on.
So it uses augmented reality technology. So, like, you bring up your iPad or whatever tablet you're using.
Yeah.
And it uses the camera and it shows you on the screen your living room.
Yeah.
And then you can pick and choose different design elements. So if you're thinking of redesigning your home, and you can actually see what your living room would look like with all these different things, like a new lamp and sofa and paintings and whatnot.
So where'd you get the... But if you go, right, I want a new lamp. Is there a database of lamp?
I think it's connected with various shops, like you can go to the catalogue of various shops.
See, yeah.
Obviously, they've probably struck a deal with different outlets. And
I mean, it is boring, but it's quite a good idea, isn't it? Don't you think that's quite a good idea?
I think it's quite cool.
And people say video games have no benefits for the world, but this is, you know, thanks to the success of like Pokemon Go and stuff, that these kind of augmented reality software is becoming more household and more common.
Yeah,
and like, you know, you got your mum or dad using augmented reality, and they have their kids to thank for that.
Yeah, but if you were parents and you didn't necessarily want children, I mean, if you were a married couple, you didn't want children, or a couple, you didn't want children of any kind, what you could do is augment children into...
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'll give you an example of this, right? Yeah. So I've got two children, 6 and 4, right? Now, if this had been available 7 years ago, right, I might have taken a picture of my lounge on my screen, and then it would have been quite handy to sort of then pull in what it would then look like 7 years later after two children had been let loose on it.
And maybe you wouldn't have.
And I think I wouldn't have bothered.
You had 64 kids in 7 years.
What? No, they're six and four.
Oh, right. Yeah, and it would show you, oh, yeah, your sofa would have stains all over it and there'd be crayon on the wall.
It had that
stuff.
Anyway, to be honest. But you're right, crayon on the wall, handprints. Big on handprints, ooh, they are. Maisie, oh, yeah, if there's a surface.
What are they rubbing their hands in?
With food.
Oh, okay.
Mainly. So, that, you know, it's like, oh, what have you got? What we're having for tea? I don't know. There's like gravy. That's going on the wall. So, yeah, but if you sort of fast forward to go, look at lounge. Now look. You see, it would probably curb the population, is what I'm saying. So that's a good advice. Good
advice.
When
your child asks you what you're having for tea, you go, gravy.
Yeah, that's what you feed children. It's nutritious.
They can't eat solids till they're about 11 or 12.
That's right. And I'll be honest with you, it's not even gravy. I'll just tell them it's gravy.
What is it, John?
Lucozade. It's Lucozade Sport. Just give them that. It's fine. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay. Do we have Lucozade Talk here?
Well,
sorry.
What's he talking about?
Talk, because there's a Talk Sport and Talk Radio.
Oh, is he?
So he's saying, is there a radio? You should have said radio.
I should have said radio. Yeah. My bad. Hey,
when this goes,
I'm just work experience.
When this goes out on the radio, we'll edit that out.
Okay,
it's fine. All right, I think that's a good idea, and I think probably someone should invent one to show potential parents what their house will look like.
Yeah, do you want another one? I've got loads. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right, okay. Goodness. All right, there's a new... no, that one's rubbish. Okay, this guy, there's this website called Imgur. Is that how it's pronounced?
Imgur.
Imgur.
I-M-G-R.
Imgur.com. And this guy, it's a social media site where you post funny pictures.
It's like YouTube, but pictures rather than
it's like
videos.
YouTube, but
that's
with
the
pictures.
Best way to explain it.
Okay.
And this guy posted a thing that went viral, okay? And it's a review on Amazon, okay? Someone bought a product on Amazon, left a review, and he found it really funny and posted it.
Yeah.
And it went completely viral, and it is pretty funny. So the review is of this product called GoPee.
GoPee?
Yeah, it's like, you know, we have the... Oh, GoGirl, sorry, GoGirl. And it's, you know, the shiwi? You know what a shiwi is?
I know what a shiwi is.
So it's like an American shiwi.
Right.
Called a go-girl.
Yeah.
All right? And this girl wrote quite a funny review, and I'm going to read it for you.
Okay.
I peed everywhere. That bush? Yep. Peed on it. That tree? Uh-huh. Peed on it. Those tiny woodland creatures? Screw you! Explicit deleted. Peed on them. I peed in the sun. I peed in the rain. I peed just for fun. I peed down a drain. I peed in the light. I peed in the dark. I peed left and right. I peed in the park. You just hold it in place. Pull your pants down just enough for it to stick out and pee. No taking your pants all the way off. No squatting. No accidentally peeing down the side of your leg. When you're done, you just shake it out. Rinse it if you can and stick it back into the container. Easy peasy. The directions say to try this at home first in your toilet. I did not do that, and it was fine. However, my friend, on the other hand, who also got a go-girl for a long weekend adventure, tried it for the first time after several bottles of wine. She didn't pee on anything except herself. So maybe follow the directions, unless you're as awesome as I am, especially if you've gone through, like, a bottle and a half of red and white wine in, like, 45 minutes. I'm just saying. It goes on. Also, mine is lavender and hers is khaki. I don't think that made a difference in pee skill, but I feel like I was more fashionable when doing it. They should make more colours so a girl can coordinate her penis with her outfit. Either way, I can't wait until winter so I can try to write my name in the snow.
Well, I mean, the rhyming in the middle was...
it's like Dr. Zeus.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It was exactly Dr. Zeus, wasn't it?
You want to hear that again?
Yes, I do.
All right. I peed in the sun. I peed in the rain. I peed just for fun. I peed down a drain. I peed in the light. I peed in the dark. I peed left and right. I peed in the park.
Oh, that's from the book Horton Hears a Pee, I think.
Did you hear about the drone?
Is there a poo version of this?
No.
Well, because you know,
that's all awful.
Why? No. You think about that. Actually, you're on. We could invent this. This is a gadget, right? So the idea of the shiwi and the go pee or whatever it's called, right?
Is go
that,
girl.
Yeah. Is that a girl can.
Pee standing up.
That's the point of it, right? Now, because a girl has to sort of, ordinarily, when caught outside, has to squat, right? But obviously, if you need a poo outside,
You have to squat.
You have to squat. So what I'm saying is, could you not then have a version of it to poo in? And that way it sent that away from the body in a similar... I mean, my design is a little similar to how you pipe icing onto a cake.
Would it point out... Would it point out backwards rather than forwards?
Yes, yes. Don't be silly. I mean, I'm not a monster.
The benefit of the shiwi is that you can just rinse it off and put it back in your bag.
Yes.
Whereas this would require some sort of like pipe scrubber kind of tool.
Sounds like more a disposable item.
Yeah, it's a disposable. Oh, like, yeah. You get several of them. Yeah, but not just like an icing bag. They are, aren't they? You know,
that's horrible.
But you could use an icing bag.
You just get
with
plastic
one of those nozzles on the end. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you? And then just...
Yeah.
But then if you're doing that, why not just poo in a bag?
Yeah.
Right, you've seen the flaw in my plan, but that's fine. I didn't say it was fully fledged, I just said it was an idea I'd just had. Anyway, to allow what I know, just little tease as to where we're going next, because we have to take traffic and travel. Where are we going next?
Oh, drone rescue.
Great. Right, that's Talal. He's our work experience pundit for today, reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. He'll be with us after the traffic and travel with more of it. I'm John Holmesy. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a 2-year-old son, and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. They took me about 4 weeks to get my personal license together and my vehicle license together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get out of jail free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You can do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what, if you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in the car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans.
At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Cheshire, the southbound side of the M6, the Thelwall Viaduct, has a lane blocked off near Junction 21 at Wolston. There's queuing traffic for about 6 miles. It's after an accident there. And quite a few of the roads around Shropshire are affected after some storms this afternoon. Quite a few trees down. So the A5 Holyhead Road at Montford Bridge is blocked off. A number of routes are affected. And through Warminster, the A36 has been closed in both directions near the A350. It's after an accident involving several lorries. I'm Sarah Tilley.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental, £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status. Until the 2nd of January, 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon. Prison facts before we move into geeky, gadgety stuff. Prison facts. We're learning about prisons. Prisons in the news for many reasons. On the front of the Daily Mail today, prisoners are living lives of luxury, posting pictures of themselves with smuggled phones. And they're eating steak and eating vodka and eating drugs. And that's what the Daily Mail is very angry about. And the Justice Secretary, Liz Truss, of course, is also having to deal with prison officers striking due to the rising tide of violence in prisons. So prisons are very much in the news. But what of prisons? How much do you know about prisons? We need prison facts. That's what we need. And a lot have been coming in. Thank you very much as we attempt once again to educate the nation. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Prison facts. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This is from Darren, who says, it is estimated that prisons in the UK will be full by 2018. In that case, the government has a plan to utilise all kennels in the UK and put criminals into them. Although some people have argued that the idea of being in a cell with a cute animal could be an incentive to committing crime.
Thank you very much. And this is from Nigel, who says, prison fact, it isn't actually illegal to escape from prison. If someone actually manages to escape from prison, then they have legally earned their freedom and get to have dinner with the Queen. So if you've got a prison fact, 87222.
Start your message with the word
So, 23 minutes past the time. I'm John Holmes, and we are midst work experience punditry. Talal is with us. It's his debut. Work experience punditry. Don't do that. Work experience punditry is simply there to train up the next generation of broadcasters, critics, and pundits. With the added advantage, of course, is that their work experience, and thus we don't have to pay them. Today we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff. We have already talked about an augmented reality that will warn parents, potential parents, off from ever having children. And what was the other thing we did about?
Weeing.
Weeing.
Girls weeing.
Yeah. Well, people agreeing with my idea, by the way, the she-wee is a good idea, yes. It allows women to stand up and do a wee. But the he-poo, as I'm now calling it, he or she-poo.
Wee-poo.
No, that's weird. He or she poo, and you can't mix. Don't cross the streams.
Sorry.
Is like a nozzle. It's like a baking. It's like icing gum. Icing bag, and so you don't have to squat if you need. Like, you know, Paula Radcliffe.
Yeah.
When she ran that marathon.
Yeah.
Right, and she had to stop for a poo in a gutter.
Oh yeah.
Right. So, if she'd had my invention, the he she poo, which sounds Chinese but isn't, she could have just popped that in. And carried on running in a way, and it would just sort of come out. She wouldn't have had to squat, would she? Just sort of come out the back.
Tish Tash on Twitter says that she'll never experience icing a cake again in the same way. Hashtag the poo piper.
And I guess what's interesting is, like, you know when they say squeezing one out? Are you allowed to say that? Well, if you have the icing bag thing, you'll be squeezing twice.
It'll do the work for you. Anyway, just an idea. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, just do it. Let's get on it.
Just as a
I'll pass that next. So have you heard about the drone that saved the drone?
No.
You haven't heard about the drone that saved the drone?
No. Tell us about the drone that saved
a
drone.
Okay, I'll tell you all about this drone that saved a drone. So basically there's a Detroit, there's a video online. It's really quite cool to watch. I thought it was going to be terrible, but it was fascinating. So there was this Detroit drone enthusiast flying his drone around the streets of Detroit.
Mm.
Okay, and it went really high up over the buildings, really tall buildings, and then the drone crashed on the roof of one of the buildings.
Yes.
So he called up his mate, another drone enthusiast, who came hurriedly to his aid.
Yes.
And they devised a rescue plan.
Go on.
So they told the police and some local security guards to kind of keep watch because it could be dangerous, stuff falling from the sky. And then before long there was like a big crowd in the street, loads of people watching it. And so his mate got his drone, attached a piece of string to it with a little hook on the end. And then he sent up his drone up to the rescue, and he had his controller with an iPad on the controller so he could see what his drone could see.
Yeah.
And he sent the drone up there.
It's quite a long story, but I think we know the end of it.
Well, no.
Oh.
Do you?
No.
Don't assume.
Okay.
So it goes up there, and like he lowers the hook down onto the ground, and he's like sliding it back and forth, trying to grab the drone, and he eventually grabs it, and the drone goes up, and then it's coming back down, and then there's this big wind starts to blow, and it starts hurling the drone around. Not the one that's flying, but the one that's dangling on the road.
Yeah.
And it's swinging about.
Yeah.
And as he's lowering it down, bosh, it crashes into the side of the building, whoosh, and falls down to the ground. And everyone on the street goes, whoa! And then he finds his drone in pieces on the floor, and he starts crying. And then the video cuts to the next day, and he's got a box in his front door of a brand new drone. The company heard about what happened and sent him a new drone. So in the end, nothing happened.
Fine.
That was a drone that saved a drone. You want another one?
No.
Oh.
But go on, because we've got to fill some time.
Okay, cool. There's this... All right, do you like pictures or apples?
I mean you've got to be broader. What, pictures or apples?
Yeah.
If I'm choosing between the two,
mm-hmm.
pictures of apples?
No, you can't have that one.
All right.
Actually, no, you can. Pictures of apples. All right. Apple are releasing a $300 book called Designed by Apple in California.
Mm.
The book doesn't include the Made in China bit, but it does feature 450 close-up photos of Apple products. Artistically taken, beautifully presented in incredible detail, however... it's just pictures of old iPods.
Yes.
It's $300. The hardcover book is bound in linen and is 13 inches by 16.25 inches big. And there's a smaller one for only $200. And it shows off 20 years of Apple design. And they go on and on about how wonderful it is. And it's to... it's not about the design team, the creative process, or product development. It's an objective representation of our work that ironically describes... it's a book full of iPods.
Yeah.
It's expensive. You're better off waiting expensive. Until the newer version comes out and then buy this version.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
And probably in order to read it, you probably need to buy an adapter to make your eyes work or something.
Yeah.
To see what they won't, you know. It would be called an eye.
The new...
It can only be bought by Captain. What?
The new one doesn't actually come with pages. You have to buy an additional
add-on pages. Yeah.
So I thought that was...
That sounds appalling.
It is.
And will only be bought by idiots. Very quickly, what
other... One more really quick
final
one?
Gadget.
Great.
Geeky nonsense.
This is the picture one I was mentioning. So this is a new thing called Quick Draw. And it's a project made by a bunch of scientists working with Google.
Yeah.
All right. And they've designed a computer... that can figure out what you're trying to draw. So, you know, like Pictionary or Win, Lose, or Draw? Yeah, when you draw something, people have to guess what you're drawing.
Well, only if you're playing those games.
If you're playing those games.
Otherwise, I don't need something to tell me what I'm trying to draw because I know what it is. Because I'm trying to draw it.
Yeah, but
I mean, if I'm drawing a tree, I sort of go halfway through, I forgot what the hell am I drawing?
But aren't you intrigued to wonder whether a computer can figure out what you're drawing?
Do you know, I would. If I was faced with that. All I would draw at that computer is the same thing I used to draw on Nicholas Blackmore's maths book when he sat next to me in the margin when he left to go to the toilet. And I'll be honest with you, it was a crude drawing of a man's genitals.
Funnily, one of the challenges it gives you is to draw a cannon, and it looks... You're drawing a cannon, it looks just like that. And it said, oh, it's a cannon. It guessed it was a cannon. It's not got a filthy mind. But it's really actually pretty cool, like, to do it. And you go to quickdraw.withgoogle.com.
Yep.
Quickdraw.withgoogle.com. And it tells you, okay, draw a crayon. And then you have 20 seconds to draw a crayon.
That's meta, isn't it?
And, oh, yeah. And I really recommend it because it is a good way to pass like 3 hours of time. See, I'm pressing it now. It says draw a dishwasher in 20 seconds. So like gives you some complicated stuff.
Yeah.
There's crabs, spiders, bikes and that. And I'd say about 80% of the time it guessed what I was drawing like really quick.
Mm.
And then it shows you intricately.
Yeah, well, I'd be trying to trick it.
Yes. I mean, some people do. Yeah. I imagine you would.
There's a crab and a spider. There's a fine line there, isn't there?
Yeah.
If you're just crudely drawing.
Well, yeah.
So,
but it's still figuring it out.
It still knows what it is, all right.
And if you go along with it and don't try and trick it, it's actually quite impressive. And I thought it was Fun.
Good. Stop talking now because we're out of time. Thank you very much, Talal. Work experience punditry. Good. Will you come back? All right. That's a no. Right, so thank you very much indeed. And work experience punditry there from Talal, of course. Tomorrow, film in this slot. Now, in the next half an hour, things will be happening because that's, you know, what you have to do on the radio, and that's kind of how it works. Big debate at 3 o'clock. There is What the People Think. We'll be out on the street to find out what the people think. Victoria's bonus news as well. Shortly, there will be Showbiz with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of Showbiz. And we will talk to an award-winning travel guide, nature photographer, wildlife photographer, about very timely, really, given Prince William's wildlife saving trip abroad, because the guy we were talking to, Paul Goldstein, is going to be doing a lecture on endangered species and so on. Fascinating subject. Anyway, we'll be talking to him very shortly on Talk Radio here in the afternoons. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
In his only broadcast interview, Ched Evans' father-in-law has told Talk Radio police focus too much on getting a footballer charged with rape than finding the truth. In last month's retrial, the 27-year-old who used to play for Wales was acquitted after spending 2.5 years in prison. Evans' lawyer, Sean Draycutt, says the teenager only went to police in 2011 because a handbag was missing.
She was asked, "Do you think you have been raped?" And that question was put to her literally within seconds of the start of the conversation. And one wonders what it was that motivated that question.
North Wales Police has told us they won't comment. Witnesses have told a court how they saw a man stabbing over MP Jo Cox and repeatedly shooting her. The trial of Thomas Mayer, who denies her murder, was also told her attacker walked away afterwards like he didn't have a care in the world. UKIP has broken European rules by spending hundreds of thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money on election campaigns. A leaked audit shows the cash was misspent ahead of the general election and the EU referendum by a political group, although it says it's done nothing wrong. The government says the UK has signed the Paris Climate Agreement. The deal negotiated last year is the world's first comprehensive treaty on tackling climate change. A former police chief has defended his right to publish a book about the Hillsborough disaster, saying it's his chance to set the record straight. Sir Norman Bettison denies running a propaganda operation to blame fans for the crush in 1989. And car insurance could become cheaper. The government has announced plans aimed at stopping the whiplash compensation culture. The weather: sunny spells and scattered showers across the country, turning wintry over higher ground. Today's high 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
No, there isn't.
There's more now.
There's more right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
Right here, right now. Now, bonus news happens at 2 o'clock. That's... 2:30. It's 2:30, isn't it? Not 2 o'clock.
Get it right.
Okay. So, bonus news happens because Victoria's news is very much like a Toblerone. In that, it is now smaller than it used to be, but costs the same. Because what they've done is they've shaved Victoria's bulletins, and now there's fewer of them, but she still gets paid the same money. So she has to make the time up with a minute's worth of bonus news. Today, it's animal news. It's
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
I love it so much.
We know.
So this is an update on a story we've been following here on Talk Radio. A polar bear, which has been dubbed the saddest in the world, has been temporarily moved out of his glass cage in a Chinese shopping centre.
Hang on. Could you have a glass cage? Wouldn't that be a box?
It's glass, and it's an enclosure.
There you go, that's the word you needed.
Okay, fine. Pizza has been reunited with his parents while work is carried out at the mall to make small alterations to his enclosure. Animal rights campaigners say he's been pacing around and his head's been swaying, which are signs of mental decline, so it's really sad. But he's going to have to go back. Apparently, there's some improvement work they're doing. Now, this is one I think you might like. A schoolboy's mum has told his teacher that the reason why he didn't hand his homework in on time is that their giant pet rabbit ate it. Hannah Wood says she knows that the dog ate my homework excuse is a bit of a cliche.
Yeah.
But the family pet Queenie really did eat little Noah's exercise book. And finally, a goat has been captured on camera giving a little monkey in China a piggyback.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Oh. No one knows where the monkey came from, but apparently local wildlife protection authorities are going to send him to a zoo and then release him into the wild when he gets a bit bigger. Now, this reminds me of Monkey riding backwards on a pig, which is a famous internet video, which is brilliant. It's got a song and everything. In that case, it really was a piggyback, because it was a monkey on a pig's back. It's great.
Animal news with Victoria there. Look at a little excited face.
I'm going to watch the video again.
Of course you are. Right, very shortly we'll be talking more about animals, but specifically endangered ones. And before that even, we'll be going out on the streets to find out what the people think. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, Talk Radio, Britain's 32nd most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. And we are forever going out onto the streets, as regular listeners will know, to find out what the people are thinking, to take the pulse of the nation. Yes, there are people outside in the streets, and many of them, and they all, not all, most, have thoughts. But what do the people think? We go out on a daily basis and shove our microphones into the faces of them to find out what the people think. Our crack team of reporters, so-called, because they are on crack, go outside to ask. Today we've been outside to ask them, do they think sun cream, given the choice, do they think sun cream or chest sets?
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Sun cream. Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Sun cream. Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Chest sets.
Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Well, there you go. That's what the people on the streets are thinking, given the choice. They are thinking sun cream or chest sets. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think sun cream? Or do you think chess sets? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word sun cream or chess sets.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Just can't wait for Black Friday. At Argos, our Black Friday event starts tomorrow with thousands of amazing deals. Plus, with our buy now price promise, these offers won't go lower on Black Friday at Argos or we'll refund the difference. Go Argos. End 30th of November. Terms and conditions apply. See online for details.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. One, pick up the Sun. Two, collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. Three, win £100,000 cash. That's three small steps for you, one giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Starts this weekend, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Cheshire, the southbound side of the M6, the Thelwall Viaduct, has a lane blocked off near Junction 21 at Wolston. There's queuing traffic for about 6 miles. It's after an accident there. And quite a few of the roads around Shropshire are affected after some storms this afternoon. Quite a few trees down. So the A5 Holyhead Road at Montford Bridge is blocked off. A number of routes are affected. And through Warminster, the A36 has been closed in both directions near the A350. It's after an accident involving several lorries. I'm Sarah Tilley.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental, £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status. Until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Well, it's the last Full Set Breakfast of the week. F stands for Friday. F also stands for Full On Conversation. Your last chance to have your say on the Full Set Breakfast with Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. It's Better Call Paul on Talk Radio from 6. I want to hear from you.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to a time, you're listening to Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon, and, well, Sam Delaney with you on drive time from 4 o'clock, of course. Before that, though, a lot of news to come. The news, we've been looking through the news today, much of it sort of fed up with Trump a little bit now. The Sun gone on the boozy footballers, the England team there, the front of the Times, Bob Dylan not collecting the Nobel Prize from judges, something to do with the Jungle Programme and some of the other ones. But the point I'm making is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We get letters telling us much the same thing. Well, they're not letters, they're emails and texts, but I print each and every one of them out and I put them in a post bag and then I pull letters out like this. Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it. Well, we are here to help you, because as you know, if you take the news and you drill down into it, frack it in many ways, if you frack into the news, what comes out? Not shale gas, is it? No. Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
too busy for the Nobel Prize, and his times aren't a-changing.
In haikus. Okay then, after animal news from Victoria, which we all hated, I think I speak for a nation. Let's talk a little bit more sensibly about them. Now, Prince William is away at the moment. You've seen this in the news as well, of course. He's been speaking in Vietnam at an international conference, saying their animals worldwide are still poached in horrifying numbers. And efforts to tackle this must be accelerated. He's the Duke of Cambridge. That's what he said. Of course, he's called on the UK to pass a total ban on the domestic ivory trade. That's been done by China and the US already. In the studio with me now is, because this is a subject I'm fairly passionate about, to be honest, myself, so what I'm going to frankly indulge that by talking to a man who I've known for some time, but he's a award-winning wildlife photographer, travel guide, also passionate about this kind of stuff, Paul Goldstein. Hello.
Afternoon, John.
Hello, thanks for coming in. Now, let's start with Prince William, because he's off, you know, banging
again
his drum about it.
He's not banging it very loudly.
Well, look, here's the thing. People would look at that on the surface and say, all right, Prince William, he's doing a good thing.
He's well-intentioned.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that. I'm going to listen to him speak. But he's utterly misguided. And he's clearly being advised by a coterie of glib sort of suits, Tristans and Penelopes around him to say this and that. And let's look where this junket is right now. It's in Hanoi. Hanoi is the hub for most of the illegal trade in whatever it is. It's tiger's tooth, pelt, rhino horn, whatever it is. And what he said, as I give you a couple of examples, the taste for horn, this is rhino horn, which is essentially like fingernail, toenail.
Yep.
This is what they use in Southeast Asia to massage their pathetically flaccid libidos.
Yes.
And don't think for a moment they believe it works. They buy it because it's expensive, like French people buy foie gras or whatever it is. So he said, the tastes for horn need to be curbed. Oh, well, that'll do it. And I heard some other wishy-washy conservationist the other day saying, write to your MP. Oh, well, it's solved. Problem solved then. You've just got to go so much further. He was in India last April, I believe it was, with his missus. He was in Kasaranga National Park in India, and he was talking a lot about tigers, which I know a fair bit about, and rhinos as well. The day he left, a rhino was poached, virtually where he'd been on game drive. That's just the poachers saying, we can take these whenever we want. They are highly sophisticated. Nobody should have notions of poachers being downtrodden, loincloth with bows and arrows. They're not. They normally have better arms and ordnance than the people trying to protect, these heroes trying
well,
to protect.
Well, it's because
them.
It's such an... the money behind it is vast, isn't
it's
it?
Massive, and it so often goes very high in government.
Presumably, though, where you have to start, is it? You cut off that...
That I used to say that. You always say, oh, well, it's the demand. Well, there's a demand, and you get these people who come up with these, I suppose, theories that they just don't carry weight. Not anymore. Because right now, you've got, let's stick with rhino. Rhino horn is worth more than cocaine. In terms of a few grams of rhino horn, it's worth more. You have this huge demand. So what are you going to do? You're just going to say, well, they really shouldn't be doing it. So the Chinese will wheel out some celebrity or basketball player, say this is terrible, and it kind of helps a little bit. But where there's a demand and you have a burgeoning middle class in Southeast Asia, they're buying it because it's expensive. It, just like, as I mentioned, like caviar, that's a gastronomic badge of honor. This is, look at my ivory trinket, look at my powdered rhino horn, look at my bear bile soup, look at my shark's fin soup, all of these things. No, you've got to go much further. You have to shame these people. You know, imagine if he had been in the press today saying, and these despicable end users, these ridiculous individuals in China, Taiwan, Vietnam, Thailand that are doing this have just got to realize we're laughing at you and you should be ashamed. You shouldn't be sleeping at night. They are publicly shamed. No one likes to be shamed in that matter. So you've got to go after them. But no doubt there's some murky trade deal or arms deal that'll... Well, I needed a bit of dramatic music to help me there.
That was called a producer making a mistake. That's what we call that in a trade.
You need somebody to go for them In that way. But then you've got to go after the poachers.
Yeah.
You can't just introduce shoot on sight, but shoot on sight has worked in many areas in Africa. But if that isn't enough, I say bullets and bounties. You know, if don't think for a moment the poacher is getting the $50,000, but if he's getting $300 for an elephant tusk, let's have a $500 bounty on his head. Otherwise, we will lose them. Simple facts. Elephant tusks. They are worth an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay. And they burn them in some great show of publicity. And yeah, I suppose that's good. But there's 450,000 plains and forest elephants left in the world. Okay. Last year, 45,000 were poached. That's just arithmetic my very young son could do. Okay. In our lifetime, they're going to be gone unless we start. I mean, maybe not completely gone. They will survive in a few small areas. But the huge ranges they used to have are just going to be extinguished. I loathe the thought of that.
I know. And I'm with you. But I wonder if what next? If they, you're right about the numbers, of course. And there's a finite amount of these creatures. And at the rate they're being poached, we're going to lose them.
Yes.
What do the poachers do then? Do you know, where do they, you know, because if you
well,
kill
hang on, there's a well-known phrase, you know, gamekeepers and poachers. This is really at the heart of it. That I always, people say, well, Paul, you're always banging on about this and other things.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. But this one, you've got to have some answers. You can't just cry about it and you can't just fall in love with it. I mean, I'm sure you've seen enough press when C and D listers get wheeled out to cry some crocodile tears about some species. It's just about them.
And crocodile tears are worth a fortune as well.
Yeah, that's a handbag. Ones. But the real reason is you've got to make that animal a meal ticket. Like, for example, take a Bengal tiger. Let's take a female Bengal tiger. I've shown a lot of people their first tiger. It's a joy for me. It's one of the best parts of my job. You show someone their first mountain gorilla, first tiger, the first polar bear. All of these are desperately persecuted and endangered. So that animal poached on the slab, parcel, piecemeal, its pelt, its bones, its blood, its, you know, its nether regions, all of that, maybe it could reach $30,000, which is a lot of money to one or two people. Mm-hmm. That is a female, and it's going to have a litter of, say, four or five litters in its lifetime. With all the ancillary benefits, it could be worth as much as $70, $80 million. And then your next step is that money has to be far-reaching. It has to reach everybody, from the little forest ranger to the guide to the lodge owner to the person who cleans the floors, the restaurant owner. I've driven through a park that's had its last tiger poached, and it was a ghost town. Everybody is destitute.
Yeah.
These things are worth so much more alive
in these
areas.
I was in India earlier in the year, and there's a conservation program whereby the... Because people go to India, they go to the national parks, and they go, right, okay, let's see some tigers, national parks. Now, in between the national parks, the tiger corridor, which is... Absolutely. Where the tigers that used to get between these places, there is a project whereby people can now pay as tourists to go and cycle and trail bike the tiger corridor. And the idea is, which I think is a brilliant idea, is that then the locals, because they see tourism money coming in, gang together to protect the tigers because they see the dollar coming from tourism.
As opposed to poisoning them when they eat one of their cows.
Exactly.
You know,
these things are in place and are starting to be in place. And you think this is what we need to make work.
That's it in essence. And you see something, and I hate to just, I'll use the word glib because we've all been watching Planet Earth, the race of snakes and the snow leopards last Sunday. I mean, it's just been astonishing. But these animals, you know, the persecuted ones, the big marquee ones, tigers, cheetahs, lions, all of them are getting towards that endangered area. And they have enough to deal with just trying to live, not have their young eaten by hyenas or by other males of their own type, of their own kin. So when it's human encroachment, that's why when you get some pious person saying, oh, sanctimonious, oh, we should never interfere. Yeah, we should. I've done it. I've been on game drive. I've seen a leopard about to lose its cubs. I've got involved. I've moved the vehicle in. We're not running short of hyenas.
Yeah.
We're not. We have caused 98% of the problems. And if you don't get involved, and so that poor animal loses its young, or the cheetah, I've seen it a dozen occasions, people have just stopped coming, then the poachers are just going to move in and nobody benefits. Yeah. Well, you've got to be much harsher.
Tell us
this.
About this event you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing a lecture. It's called Still Endangered. It's a series of lectures, but I'm doing one next Tuesday at the Royal Institution in Mayfair, Green Park Tube, a couple of minutes. Come in and have a glass of fizz to get you in the mood for an auction where we want to raise a lot of money. And I'll be speaking about the essentially the last year where I have seen, you know, I've been photographing and guiding polar bears, cheetahs, tigers, even snow leopards at great distance. I'm afraid it won't be a replica of what you saw on Sunday, but they filmed for 3.5 years.
That's true.
Give me a break. And we're raising money. Now, we're talking about gamekeepers and poachers. The Maasai, you've been, I know you've been in Kenya. I've guided you there, John. The Maasai are the great custodians. Mm. And we're doing a big project with a charity there, which is about female mutilation.
Yes.
Which is, in my eyes, child abuse. It is an abomination. There is absolute moral clarity here. It is an abomination that these girls are butchered downstairs, as it were. And there is an extraordinary, I was going to say charity, but there is a movement called SAFE that gets Maasai of a certain age to get involved to try and get these poor girls taken away from the butcher's blade. And it is slowly working. It's something
I've seen the work. I mean, we've talked about it before, but I've seen the work that's being done in those areas. And it's an incredible movement.
Yeah, it is.
And it has to be the will of the people.
But it's everywhere. Let's be honest. There's probably 200,000 or 300,000 cases of it in this country alone, in our country. No prosecutions yet. You know, it is an absolute abomination. So, yes, don't think it's going to be a desperately serious lecture.
I can vouch for that. Believe you me. I mean, Paul's holding himself back a little bit here, being on the radio. But what am I going to call it? I'm going to call it an evening of well, it's basically your holiday slideshow. But it's Paul's photographs from the last year, which are incredible.
You can only be serious for so long.
I get about a sentence out.
Yeah.
But it's. It's an evening of I'm going to say risque material sometimes.
Yeah.
And
look, so you've got to be with
it's
something.
A serious subject, but approached in a very approachable
That's
way.
Right, and you've got to be prepared to, as you well know, to fall off the high wire.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're not talking about something. General loveliness will not save these species. It just won't. It makes people feel good about themselves. And I applaud Prince William for doing what he does. But God, I wouldn't mind just 20 minutes briefing him before he goes out.
I'd like to see you briefing Prince William for 20 minutes. Yeah.
That would be something.
But
no, it is, and it gets press, and people are horrified. But now we've reached the stage that it has to be several steps further. I think there's a web link on your.
There will be a web link to find this. I'm glad.
6:30, 7:15. The lecture will start.
This is in London. So if you are in and around London, it's very worth going to, and for a good cause, as we've said, the Royal Institution of Great Britain. The web link. Let me have a quick look. Sorry, I should have organised that beforehand. Actually, if you go to this website, Exodus, www.exodus.co.uk/still-endangered. You go to your website, it's on the front page.
Yeah, it's on there. And also, there'll probably be some tickets on the door as well, because there's a gallery at the top. We can always put them in there.
Yeah.
We've got a nice auction. And yes, if it helps, quite a few hundred people come along. Just if they go away and think, do you know what? I'm going to do more than just write to my MP. It's worth it.
Good stuff. Paul, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, John. Thanks,
Paul,
team.
Paul Goldstein, award-winning conservationist and trailblazer in the field of wildlife photography and guide. Details then on the website, exodus.co.uk. You listen to Talk Radio. We will do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car, yeah. They have a snappy jingle, bum bum bada bum bum bum, and don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh, but did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon, it's just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Ched Evans' father-in-law hits out at investigation. UKIP misspent EU funding and reports of a tornado.
Talk Radio.
Ched Evans' father-in-law has exclusively told Talk Radio North Wales police cared too much about getting a footballer convicted of rape. The 27-year-old striker was cleared last month following a retrial and 2.5 years in prison. Carl Massey, who spent £500,000 on the appeal, has told Julia his family have no hard feelings against the teenager.
They're both victims. Both victims.
And when we talk about victims, who's the perpetrator?
Originally the North Wales Police. And then the Crown Prosecution Service.
The force has refused to comment. The trial of a man accused of killing MP Joe Cox is heard he walked away calmly, like he hadn't done anything wrong. Witnesses say Thomas Mayer told onlookers they had better move back as he stabbed and shot her in June, shouting Britain first. The 53-year-old denies all charges relating to her death in June. UKIP is being accused of breaking EU rules by spending almost £500,000 of taxpayers' cash on opinion polls. Elite European report criticises surveys done on the party's behalf ahead of the general election and June's EU referendum. The UK has signed the world's first comprehensive treaty on tackling climate change. More than 100 countries have ratified the Paris Agreement, which commits to limiting global temperature rises. A police chief accused of running a propaganda unit to blame fans after the Hillsborough disaster has defended his decision to write a book. Sir Norman Betterson says the publication's an attempt to put the record straight. 96 Liverpool fans died in the crush at an FA Cup semi-final in 1989. But the former West Yorkshire Police Chief Constable insists he never covered anything up.
I look at myself in the shaving mirror every day and know that I've done nothing wrong and I've done nothing that I'm ashamed of as a result of the Hillsborough disaster.
And winds of up to 94 miles an hour have brought chaos to parts of Wales. Aberystwyth has been the worst hit, with properties damaged and trees coming down. Forecasters say they haven't been able to confirm reports of a tornado.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A tornado?
Alleged.
In Wales?
Yeah, also parts of the Midlands, apparently Shropshire.
I've got to go to Wales after this.
Aberystwyth?
No, she went of her own accord.
What? Where in Wales are you going?
Cardiff.
Okay, not Aberystwyth then.
She went off her own accord.
Sunny spells and scattered showers across the country. Apparently loads of wind as well.
Tornado.
Turning wintry over higher ground. Highs of 12 degrees.
Tornado.
Alleged. Reports of. Not proven yet.
Tornado. Thanks Victoria.
It's okay.
Now, Pat Abbott, has the pre-recorded sport live... Pre-recorded spot live from an old-fashioned steam train where the late Benny Hill is chasing some scantily clad lovelies.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate has made it clear he wants the England manager's job on a permanent basis. According to FA Chief Executive Martin Glenn, Southgate's been in interim charge since Sam Allardyce left the role in late September, but had previously refused to say if he wanted to be permanent replacement. It's been confirmed that Arsenal defender Hector Bellerin will be out for around 4 weeks with an ankle injury. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is hopeful that Alexis Sanchez will be fit in time for Saturday's Premier League clash at Manchester United. He suffered a thigh injury while on international duty with Chile. In cricket, England have had a tough first day at the second test against India. James Anderson took his third wicket of the innings towards the close of play to leave the hosts on 317 for 4. In tennis, Britain's Jamie Murray and double partner Bruno Suarez can secure a
face in the semi-finals of the ATP World Tour Finals in London later today. They'll take on Ivan Gogic and Marcelo Melo. And Lockcorry Hill will make his first start for Wales in Saturday's Autumn Rugby Union International against Japan. Uncapped 18-year-old wing Keelan Giles makes the bench for the match in Cardiff. Sam Warburton has been reinstated as captain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was, the sport there, live, pre-recorded sport, live from a steam train where the late Benny Hill is chasing some scantily clad lovelies. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And as we were talking about earlier, the BBC, of course, have renamed the building that BBC Radio 2 is housed in. It used to be called Western House. They've renamed it in honour of the great broadcaster Terry Wogan, now called Wogan House. And so what a legendary broadcaster he was, all broadcasters, myself included, look up to Wogan for just being the king of it. So fittingly, because they've renamed the house, it was just we've just been listening to bits of Terry Wogan and reminding ourselves how good he was. So in case you missed it earlier, here's just a classic bit of Terry.
Radio 2, and we're just coming down from a bong. Anyway, Mum and Dad and dogs. and chicken.
It's a little bit funny, but then again, no.
Elton John, he's a load of old toss.
It's time for the big debate. So, as some footballers have a drink and everyone gets uppity about it, witness their booze antics on the front of the Sun this morning. The question is, of course, rather than ban them from nights out, as the FA have done this afternoon, why not actually let them drink like nutters? After all, let's look at the evidence. When the England football team are sober, for instance, they were forbidden from drinking during the Euros and they were crap and lost to Iceland. Yet in his heyday, the legendary George Best was a drinking maniac, and he is still very widely regarded, of course, as brilliant. So, should we encourage footballers to smash back the booze before and even during football games? Maybe waterboarding them with Jägermeister in the tunnel, that's not a euphemism, is an answer to England's woes. Maybe having an alcohol psychotherapist on the touchline, an alcotherapist if you like, run onto the pitch at regular intervals to strawpedo a lager into a player's mouth. A strawpedo, of course, is a method of drinking a pint of beer, by the way. It's not a stick figure that farmers build to keep paedophiles away from fields. Anyway, so how to improve England's chances? Will that work, or should they just throw in the towel? On the line, listening to me say the word towel there and calling Talk Radio on 03444991000 is Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello?
Hello, Ross, you all right?
Not so bad, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, Ross. Thanks for calling in. So you're listening to me say the word towel there, and you want to see an end to towels. You say tough on towels, tough on the causes of towels.
That's right. Well, it should be limited.
Limited towels.
You don't need to say, you don't necessarily need to go over the top and say no.
Right.
But you can limit them.
How many? Put a number on that. How many towels would you be prepared to accept?
Well, listen, people should get two towels, two flannels, and then a sponge if you're behaving yourself.
Yeah. And you get away with that. That's all we need.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Everywhere you go. If you go to British Home Stores at the moment.
Yeah.
There's three departments dedicated to towels.
Yeah, but it's not there anymore, is it? It's closed.
Well, there used to be three departments dedicated
yeah.
to them.
Yeah.
I've been in there, mate. Don't come in with me. I went in there.
Did you? How long ago was this, Ross?
Well, years ago, but it's not bad. There were towels in there.
Towels. Stay there, Ross. Let me bring in Henry. He's on the other electric telephone balancing unit line. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Is that what I'm on? Is that it?
What?
Hello?
Yep, you're there. You're there. Yep, we got you, Henry. There you are. Yep.
Hiya.
Right, hi. Now, Ross Ross is on the other line. He went into a British Home Stores years ago, saw three departments of towels, thinks that the average human being only really needs maybe two towels, two flannels and a sponge. What's the rest of them cold? What do you make of it, Henry?
What do I make of that? Yep. Well, I love towels. I think they're fantastic. Yep. I think you should have bought more.
More towels?
More towels. You should have filled his entire house with them. Maybe carpeted all of the rooms with them. Maybe wallpaper them too.
Put a number on the amount of towels that you think is a reasonable amount of towels.
Infinite.
Okay. Ross, you're listening to that. He says infinite towels. Ross?
It's ridiculous.
What's wrong with infinite towels?
Infinite. You only need two. Write this down, right? Write this down.
Write it down. Hang on. Let me get a pen.
Do I write this down as well?
Yeah, you write it down as well. I've got a pen.
You especially write it down, mate, yeah.
Go on.
You ready?
Yep.
Two towels.
Two times towels. Yep.
Two flannels.
Two times flannels, yes.
And a sponge if you behave with yourself.
Sponge if you're...
Behaving yourself.
Behaving yourself.
Behaving yourself.
Oh, I've written it down. Have you written it down, Henry?
How do you spell behaving?
Did you what?
How do you spell behave?
How do you do what?
How do you do what?
How do you do what?
Let me ask you a question about... it's interesting you mentioned flannels, right? Now, a flannel, Henry and Ross, is a small...
Two flannels.
What? Yeah, two flannels. Flannels. All right, well, hang on. Backtrack. One flannel. Let's talk about one flannel. One flannel.
Infinite flannel.
No, a flannel is a small towel. That's all it is.
Two towels.
No, more than that.
No, Ross. A flannel is a small towel.
Go on.
So when does it become a towel? At what size does a flannel become a towel? Because you've got a flannel that size and a towel that size, but at what size does the flannel become a towel?
I suppose you put two flannels together.
And that's a towel?
I don't know. I'm not very interested in them. I've got a bigger fish to fry.
No, you haven't. It's an interesting... It's the point of the exercise. And then what is it? Is it a flowel?
Is that a channel?
Yeah. Henry, what do you make of that?
Because Ross sounds like a twerp, in my opinion.
He's not a twerp. He's opinionated.
What?
Look, Henry, where do you? Yes? What do you say? When does a flannel? Think of the size of a flannel, and you flatten it out. When does it become a towel? Ross is saying it's when you put two flannels together. That's basically a towel. What do you make of that, Henry? You love towels.
I say no to him. I don't like flannels. I think they're a mockery of towels.
You think they mock the towel?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I think. I think anyone who uses a flannel over a towel should be shot.
But if you use a towel over a flannel. If you use a flannel over a towel, all you're doing is thickening the towel. Literally, I mean, you're putting it over it, you're thickening it, you've got a thicker towel. It's a luxury towel, isn't it, then?
If you say so, yes.
But have you not seen the news today? On the front page of the Sun, for a start, towels are too luxurious.
No, I haven't, because I can't read.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, saying that towels are too luxurious. The government's towel secretary, Liz Truss, has said they are too luxurious and something must be done about the luxurious of the towel. Look, let me get back to the point. Ross, there are trials in Sweden. Ross, I know you're aware of them. They took all the towels in Sweden, of course, and what did they do? They threw them into a field. This is in the 1960s. And they trialled this to get rid of the towels. They threw them into a field. What happened? They absorbed all the water in the field. Now what Sweden got? Just a pile of wet towels. And it stinks. So, Ross, you've got to think of the consequences of getting rid of the towels. You'll just have wet towels that stink.
All my towels stink.
What do they stink of?
I believe that.
What do they stink?
I can believe that.
What do they stink of?
They stink of water and the 80s.
Have you not changed your towels since the 80s?
It's nothing to do with you, what I do with my towels. The point is, I've got two. I've also got a dressing gown thing, which is like a human towel.
Don't you have a washing machine?
Shut up, I'm not talking to you.
If you laid, this is a fact for you, if you laid all the towels on the planet, and you'd be, you're like this. If you laid all the towels on the planet end to end, so you, bear with the picture. So what you do, you take all the towels on the planet. Henry, you know that's a lot of towels. Ross, it's too many towels for you, I know. But if you take all the towels out of all the supermarkets and the department stores that sell towels, all the towels.
How many towels?
All of the towels, right? You take, this is a statistic now. It's an actual statistic. You take all of the towels, right? And I'm talking all the ones out of the shops, all of the existing, all of the towels, all of the
existing.
Yes, all of them.
All of the towels.
Yes. And you you take all of the towels from the department store and people's houses and even Ross's two towels, and you lay them end to end, right? If you take all of those towels and you lay them end to end, you will
be too much time on you.
No, this is a fact. This is a statistic. Take all the towels on the planet, you lay them end to end.
All of the towels.
All of the towels. And you lay them end to end. What would happen is you'd be committed to a psychiatric facility and evaluated. Well, and that is a fact. And that's a statistic, and you can't argue with that.
Well, you're right. I do argue with it.
No, you don't argue. You can't argue with it. Can you? I want you to have a quick listen to a little bit of music. Have a listen to this music.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
This is Martin Keller. You're talking pillows. Shut up.
Listen to
the music. Shut up.
And so the feeling.
Right, now, that's Wet, Wet, Wet.
Notting Hill.
Explain that.
Well,
Notting Hill.
Yeah, explain it. Explain that.
Apply towels to it. We should be dry. Let's see what the point
is. Explain. Well, look, Ross, the point is... Wet, Wet, Wet.
Okay.
Now,
they'll
stay that way if you get rid of the towels. And what did...
Martin,
right. They'll stay
that... disbanded. Marty Pello's gone solo. He's done a blues album called I Kiss My Pillow.
Yes, but it's... They're back together. And look,
Cheers on my pillow. I've got his autobiography, mate. You don't need to talk to me about Wet, Wet, Wet.
Look, you want to get rid of towels. You're a big fan of Marty Pello. When Marty Pello was on heroin, right, famously, right, he was probably sick once or twice. What did he mop it up with? It's a bloody towel, Ross. It's a towel. It's a towel.
He used 49 flannels.
I haven't read it, no.
You do all this, I write books myself, but you don't read anybody else's, do you? Hello? Hello?
Ross, could you shut up a minute? Henry, we're out of time. Yes? Could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
No.
Okay. Ross, could you?
British Home Stores.
Thank you. That's the debate there. Getting quite heated at the end, like a heated towel rail. Do we need towels in today's Britain, post-Brexit? Do we still need towels in a world when we've got car parts and meat paste? Do we need towels? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Stop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's three small steps for you, one giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Starts this weekend, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're still seeing some long queues on the Thelwall Viaduct currently. This is the southbound M6. There was an accident near Junction 21 at Woolston. All lanes have reopened, but the delays are still very much there. In Nottinghamshire, the southbound M1 has three lanes blocked off between Junctions 27 and 26. That's around the Eastwood turns after an accident. Delays for the anti-clockwise M25 in Surrey. There's two lanes closed near Junction 7 for the M23. And through Warminster, the A36 is still closed both ways at the A350. I'm Sarah Tilley.
There's a new Audi, a car with a long flowing silhouette that's also short and compact, with three doors and five doors, a streamlined roof and no roof at all. It's the new Audi A3 range, all available with attractive finance, like the new A3 Sportback SE Technic model at just £239 per month and initial customer rental of £1,434. Call your local Audi centre to book a test drive. Audi, Vorsprong der Technik. With contract hire, business users only, plus 20% VAT until 31st December 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoon to you. Still to come, a man from TalkSport who has no knowledge of or interest in showbiz will be reviewing the showbiz very shortly. There will also be a game of nobody's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Having your knowledge of Talk Radio full set presenter, Paul Ross, well and truly tested. Ahead of that, though, just some reactions have been coming
in
very quickly.
Lots coming in. Deborah on Twitter says, John, we don't need them. Hashtag towels, blow dry and save the planet.
Yeah.
John, if we get rid of towels, what will get drier? What will get wetter whilst it dries?
Right.
That's coming.
Shall I answer that?
Yeah.
Shall I answer that with what I said to you on Twitter when you put that on the WhatsApp group when you put that earlier?
No, don't. Okay. It's not appropriate.
I thought so. Right, so now it's time for Matt to review the page, the diversity paper review. What a packed programme today. Diversity Paper Review is, of course, the newspapers reviewed here on Talk Radio by a different diversity each day. Today we welcome back Matt, who is a...
I'm Jewish!
Correct. Right, where are we starting, Matt? Let's crack straight on with it.
Let's go into naked people running around London.
Yes, let's.
Because a new display occurred when the Inferno at Rio's, which describes itself as London's leading naturist spa, last Friday, someone accidentally poured on body oil onto the hot coals in the sauna instead of water, causing a mass flame to explode.
Yes, because it's oil and you don't really want to...
Oil is very flammable, yes. It seems, more so than water,
yes.
Which is the
opposite. This basically the deep water horizon of a nude sauna?
It does sound that way. And it caused everyone involved to run out onto the streets naked.
I'd have grabbed a towel, even though people don't want them anymore, as we know from the big debate.
That's very true.
But I think I would have grabbed something. But maybe the naturists don't have anything to hand.
No, but surely if you're a naturist, you're always in nature and natural.
I don't suppose the nude people were very bothered about it because they like to hang it out.
Yeah.
That's what they do. But I suppose but people walking past might have got a little bit of a shock.
Exactly. It's a bit of a shame, really. But the sauna went up in flames. And one man said when the evacuation happened, the man who started the fire was one of the first to go. He got his shorts on pretty quick.
Ah.
So he snuck out.
Interesting.
Why were the shorts a bit loose?
I wasn't sure whether the idea. I mean, aren't all saunas sort of nudie? Are they not? I don't know.
I only go to my friend's private sauna in his basement.
Is it nudie?
No, we wear Speedos.
Yeah, that's a thought I don't need as well. Okay, fine. But are you a fan of the sauna?
I don't mind it for about 10 minutes. It's good for the pores, isn't it? But yeah. I very rarely go to a spa. I'll be honest, looking at pictures of Rio's, it doesn't look like the sort of spa I would attend.
Tell me about Rio's.
It looks more like just on your high street. And
is it mixed nudity?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it now?
But also, it doesn't look as high-end as perhaps some of the others that you might attend.
I see.
Do you ever go to the spa?
No. I went to a Londis once.
It's awful. That's awful.
I saw there was a man there changing into a monster. So a guy from the States in there changing into... It was a full moon. He was changing into a monster. It was an American Werewolf in London.
Living the dream. With its rugged landscape, Isle of Skye tops the list of the most desirable places to live in the UK.
Oh, OK. What newspaper is this from?
This is from The Sun.
All right.
Yeah, so there was a survey done by some people that we don't need to mention, and they've told us where the best places to live in the UK are, and apparently the Isle of Skye...
Was it by the way, a survey done by the Isle of Skye Tourist Board?
No, actually wasn't. But they said, with its rugged landscapes and pretty harbour town of Portree, Skye topped the survey. Seaside locations were popular, with Woolacombe in Devon is also doing quite well. So St Ives, Padstow and Newquay among the top 10.
Newquay?
I've not been to Newquay, I don't know.
It's, well, I mean, it's...
Isn't it where 16-year-olds go to holiday? It's like the first holiday away from your parents is Newquay.
It's all the surfing stuff down there, isn't it?
That's isn't there a festival that you would know? There's that festival.
Yeah, there's a music festival there. Yeah.
But it's a nice... But the southwest down there is a beautiful part of the country. That's absolutely true. Mm. So, but people like, because of our urban existence, people like a bit of countryside and a rugged coastline. So I can see... No one's going to go, the best place to live in the UK, definitely the centre of Birmingham. Are they? No one's going to say that. So, that's sort of nice. Telling us that something we don't need to know because we know.
No, I frequently go to Brighton. I say frequently, I've been twice.
Okay, you barely leave London as we've established before.
Exactly.
You're frightened of the outside, aren't you?
It's true. I just like the smog of London, the big landscapes. And
you went to Burnley once?
I went to Burnley once and never again.
No.
That's all that we need to
Brighton
discuss.
Twice, Burnley once.
Yeah, and a little bit of time in Leeds.
Okay.
True. Never meet a Nuneaton.
Have you not?
No. Why would I? What's the number one selling point of Nuneaton?
I'm from there.
But you're not there now.
I could go back with you.
Are you willing to give me a tour?
I could give you a tour of Nuneaton.
Should we do that one weekend?
I can show you the fountain in Nuneaton High Street where, as a boy, I, with other boys, put 3 litres of washing up liquid to see it foam all over the high street.
Can you take me to that place where you dropped the hammer in the work... The building site.
Yes. This is a niche story now,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, I know.
Yes, it's because you've read my book.
I have read your book.
Yeah.
Reference.
And there's a reference to my dad took me to work. He was a builder.
Yeah.
Retired now. And I did once lose... I mean, it's not a great anecdote. I once lost an expensive brick hammer down the cavity wall of a squash court he was building in Tamworth.
Yes.
But yes, I'll take you there.
When are you next going?
I don't know, I haven't booked it in. My sister's having a baby in February, maybe then.
Oh, it's near my birthday. Can we have a present from you? A tour of Nuneaton.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you meant the baby.
Yeah.
No, not yet. Maybe in a couple of years. Do you want one more or do you want the news?
Go on, one more quick one.
One more. Boxes in Amazon.
This is supposed to be the news.
It's a review of the news.
Some of the news. Victoria will do a much better job.
That's unlikely.
Amazon is sending us...
Yeah, welcome. Oh, she's there.
Amazon is sending us massive packages.
What?
Amazon is sending us massive packages with tiny presents inside. If you order something for Amazon, like a pencil, they'll send you a huge cardboard box, which is unnecessary with lots of packaging.
Yes, they do that, don't they, though? They package it. The package is like that big,
Yes.
And all that plastic inside to hold a little thing in
wrap. Yeah. And absolutely no need for it. People getting very annoyed by this. So someone said, I think I lost my mum in a sea of packaging and that one feather duster was sent in.
Yeah. No, I've it's a constant problem.
It is.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So what they're going to? The problem's big, but the packaging the problem comes in is absolutely massive. You know, thereby exacerbating the problem.
Exactly. Well, hopefully Amazon will stop this if enough people kick up a fuss.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't done it already, because people have kicked up a big fuss about that.
Exactly. You'd think in for a today, saving the trees.
And has their drone delivery started yet? That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Amazon drone delivery.
I haven't seen any drones flying around delivering me my Amazon Prime pencil.
Great. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was a quick one, but that's Nature of the Beast. Thank you very much indeed, Matt, for the diversity paper review. And yes, I will take you around and eat, and that's absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a statue of George Eliot.
Must see.
Good. Right. In the next half an hour, things are going to happen. Reese will be here with his showbiz roundup. He's a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. There will also be a game of Paul Ross Master. All to come on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 3:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Ched Evans' father-in-law has spoken exclusively to Talk Radio about why he spent £500,000 in a bid to clear the footballer's name after he was convicted of rape.
He'd had a massive moral lapse of judgment, but I believed him because I knew him, and Natasha believed him, and at that point, we believed as a family we had to help him.
That's Carl Massey, who's told us he thinks North Wales police were more focused on getting a conviction than finding out the truth. The 27-year-old Chesterfield player, who served 2.5 years in prison, was cleared after a retrial in October. The force won't comment on the interview. The Old Bailey has heard the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox walked away from the scene as if nothing had happened. Witnesses say Thomas Mair, who denies the charges, told people they'd better move back as he stabbed her in West Yorkshire in June. An arrest warrant against former Egghead star CJ has been dropped. Dutch authorities had wanted to speak to him after he wrote in his autobiography that he once punched a man in the face and threw him into a canal in Amsterdam. The 46-year-old, who was held by police at Heathrow Airport earlier this year, says he may sue. A leaked report has revealed UKIP misspent almost £400,000 of taxpayers' money on its own electioneering. It shows the money was given to a European political grouping which broke rules by spending it on polling to boost its own campaigns. And strong winds have caused damage in parts of Wales and the Midlands. Aberystwyth has been worst hit. There are also unconfirmed reports of a tornado. The weather: showers and potential sleet tonight, mostly in central and western parts. Frosty and cold elsewhere. The temperature's going to get down to freezing. After a chilly start, there will be some sunny spells tomorrow. Winds will ease, while showers will be mainly in the west. Highs of 8. There's more in half an hour.
Your highs have changed.
Yeah, because I'm doing tomorrow's highs now, not today's highs.
Oh.
Because as time moves on, I can't say the highs today, because that's already passed.
Okay. Victoria there with the news and more of it in half an hour. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, a game of Paul Rossmaster very much on the way shortly. Your knowledge and those knowledges of contestants, radio-based contestants, playing for some points to try and get to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played the quiz. But ahead of that, it is time for a man with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz whatsoever reviewing the showbiz. We welcome back Reese, out of off of TalkSport. Hi, Reese.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, I mean, I know this is the dizzy highlight of your week.
Yes.
And I know it makes you feel dirty.
Very sinful and a little bit ashamed of myself.
Yeah. Where are we starting?
We are starting with Katie Price, speaking of sinful and all those kind of feelings.
Yeah.
I can't say the title, but Jordan's kids, obviously Katie Price as she is now, her kids have suggested that she might want to start putting the old moneymakers away.
Ah.
Yes.
Yes.
I've gone through with this with the producer, and some of the highlights that I can say are fun bags.
Yes.
Moneymakers.
Yes.
Boobs is about as far as I can go.
Fine. And her own children
are
top.
I had that problem as well.
Yes.
You're still breastfeeding. That's what your mum tells you. But hasn't she put them away a long time ago? Jordan, yeah. She doesn't still do topless modelling, does she?
She does the odd occasional risque thing before she goes on Loose Women and all horrible stuff like that.
Yeah.
She does still on occasion tease the return.
I see. Of the old school Jordan.
Yes.
And her own children now have said, time to stop this.
Princess 9 has said, can you leave it out? Because, you know.
She's the opposite opinion then?
She is. She wants to. Oh, no, leave him out. No. As in, leave him away, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. I suppose that'd be better.
Lead them away.
Yes.
I don't know.
Keep him in.
Yes. So, has she taken their advice?
So far. Okay, she's banned her daughter from being a glamour model, so if she then goes and returns to the world...
I honestly think 9's too young for that.
Yes, that's what I was thinking as well, yeah.
So I think... I'm with Katie Price, actually, on that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
I don't think that's right at all.
Nope.
All right, Katie Price, what else?
Liz Hurley has been out looking attractive again. Apparently she's been caught having a meal at a popular Hollywood haunt. I think that's a place.
Is it, like, haunted?
I don't even think it is. It would be more interesting if it was. She was seen with a man. I cannot confirm whether he's a member of the undead or the human race.
Yeah.
But, she was seen in a haunt with a toy boy looking svelte and all that sort of horrible red-top language.
Yeah. Okay. Is he a mystery man?
He is a mystery man.
Oh,
he is.
A mystery man, eh? With Liz Hurley.
Certainly.
Great, yes. Great story. What next?
That was news. This is even better. Leonardo DiCaprio is in Edinburgh.
Oh, we were hearing about this earlier.
Yes. He's been invited to a couple of sandwich shops.
Yes.
Rather excitingly for himself. I think it's the Social Bite.
Yes, but it's a charity, isn't it?
Yes, they help cater for the homeless.
We were trying to work, because George Clooney's been there before, and we were trying to work out what Leonardo may have had for lunch. But still no news on that, by the way.
No news at all.
Why is he in Scotland? Just for that? Or is he just on holiday? What's he doing?
Holiday in Scotland?
I don't know.
I like the idea that Leonardo DiCaprio goes on holiday in Scotland.
Why not? We've just heard that the Isle of Skye is a very is one of the nicest places to live in Britain. Maybe he's...
Aesthetically beautiful as it may be, I think this is probably the wrong time of the year to be going up there, in all fairness.
Yeah, you might just be right about that.
He's just done The Revenant. I don't think he needs any more colds. Well, not just done The Revenant, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's good. Leonardo DiCaprio news here next.
Yep, Carrie Fisher has lifted the lid on a steamy, intense affair she had with co-star Harrison Ford when they were filming the original Star Warses.
Really?
Yes. Harrison Ford has so far given a one-word reply, which was lawyer. That's all he said so far when he's been asked about it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Was it lawyer or liar?
The transcript I read was lawyer,
right.
But, you know, the jury's out on that one. Apparently, Mark Hamill nearly caught him in the act once by turning up at Harrison Ford's house unannounced.
Really?
And she was there.
She was, having a...
That.
On his Millennium...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of those, yeah.
I hope when they do, you know, I'd like to think they use quotes from Star Wars just
Absolutely.
While doing that, you know. Yeah. Oh, those aren't the droids you're looking for.
There's a Wookiee joke here that I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave the Wookiee jokes out of this
I think that's wise.
Yep.
Lastly,
Bob Dylan is set to miss the Nobel Prize award ceremony in Sweden because of a prior engagement.
Yep.
He's apparently got something else on. So he said, thanks, but send it over in the post. I'm a bit busy on that one.
Yep.
He's got it for constantly reinventing himself and selling over 110 million records, but he's got something on. I think he's got a dentist or something.
Yeah. washing his hat.
Yes.
Showbiz roundup there with Reese, a man with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Reese, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
No worries.
After the break and traffic and travel and stuff, we will meet today's contestant for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, in which somebody, play along at home, has their knowledge of full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross well and their patience well and truly tested. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Wickes, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wickes, let's do it right.
Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts, and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it, taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car, waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car, waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car, listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're still seeing some long queues on the Thelwall Viaduct currently. This is the southbound M6. There was an accident near Junction 21 at Woolston. All lanes have reopened, but the delays are still very much there. In Nottinghamshire, the southbound M1 has three lanes blocked off between Junctions 27 and 26. That's around the Eastwood turns after an accident. Delays for the anti-clockwise M25 in Surrey. There's two lanes closed near Junction 7 for the M23. And through Warminster, the A36 is still closed both ways at the A350. I'm Sarah Tilley.
There's a new Audi, a car with a long flowing silhouette that's also short and compact, with three doors and five doors, a streamlined roof and no roof at all. It's the new Audi A3 range, all available with attractive finance, like the new A3 Sportback SE Technic model at just £239 per month and initial customer rental of £1,434. Call your local Audi centre to book a test drive. Audi, Vorsprong der Technik. With contract hire, business users only, plus 20% VAT until 31st December 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You are listening to Talk Radio in and of the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and it's time now for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. That's right, it's radio's least favourite and not at all popular quiz, Paul Rossmaster, in which radio types are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. They are trying to score some points. Some points will get them to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played. Last week, from Pulse One's breakfast show, Danny Milo had a crack. This week, from Pulse One's breakfast show, it's Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
Hello there. So you are, this is literally now you playing against your co-host.
I know. It's kind of like, I would like to think that he's like my warm-up guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Is that how you think of him on air?
That, do you know what? That's what it's like anyway.
Yeah. It's like.
How are we?
I'm all right. Now tell us about, Danny was, you know, a bit rubbish last week. So tell us about Pulse One. Tell us about that, you know, and because I have a feeling he just lied to us.
Yeah, well, we are in Yorkshire.
Yep.
Sunny Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Where the sunshine sort of looks like clouds,
yes,
and rain.
Yeah.
So we do that weekday morning, 6 to 10,
yeah.
And then we are on Virgin Radio on a Sunday.
That's right. That's correct, you are.
Yes.
Well done. Yeah. And how's that?
Thank you.
That? Do you have to travel down to London to do Virgin Radio, or do they let you do it from up there?
They're quite nice. They do let us sort of stay in Yorkshire. We get frightened if we step out of Yorkshire.
Yeah, that's,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
what he's right.
That's stereotypical, everything costs them more in London.
It's a bit like Trump's wall as well, the kind of round Yorkshire where you can't go beyond
it. There is one, yeah, but it's a nice dry stone wall.
Of course it is. Built by hand, of course.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, tell us a bit about you, Rosie, as well, if you know. I mean, literally no one cares, but, you know, it's like polite radio banter, isn't
fine,
it? So, you know.
So. Well, it's all about me,
yeah,
so that's fine.
That's right.
I am incredibly tall. I don't sound this tall, but I'm 6'2".
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. So I don't often wear high heels. And I'm from Yorkshire, and that's about it, really.
Well, that'll do. That's a CV of sorts, isn't it? What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Absolutely rubbish.
Oh.
If I'm honest, not heard of the guy.
Fine. he's the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter. Younger brother of Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, less famous brother. Is that what you mean?
Fewer.
Less famous brother.
Fewer. Is he younger or older?
He's older. He's
older.
The oldest one.
Oh, thank you, Colin.
So that's how much you know about him.
That's right.
You don't know if he's older or younger of his more famous brother.
That's right. He's, as we've said before, he's very much the Lidl to Jonathan's Waitrose.
He is, isn't he?
So here's what you're going to get. Three questions. Mostly A, B and C answers. You are looking for some points. So listen carefully.
And
let's play this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Okay, Rosie, question number one. Movie film news now, and a recently released movie film that this question pertains to is the recently released Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner starring movie film about mysterious shells that touch down across Earth. The film, called Arrive, Paul, tells the story of these 12 shells, each found to contain a radio presenter. A linguist, a cunning one, is recruited to translate their communications. She has trouble with Alan Brazil of TalkSport, as his speech is all slurry. And she can't understand a word that Ask Prodcast, who works on this show, is saying, because she's an angry northern goth with a bum tattoo. She's even more confounded, however, when the alien Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross leaves his shell spaceship and walks over to another one to look in through the window to see if the occupants are having sex. But Arrive, Paul, the shell, by the way, had landed on a notorious roundabout near Maidenhead in Yorkshire.
Yeah, oh, right, yeah.
But Arrive, Paul, isn't the only radio-based sci-fi film, of course. Name the other one. Is it A, Close Encounters of the Julia Hartley Brewer kind? Encounter one, she shouts at an intern. Encounter two, she shouts at an intern and a producer. Encounter three, she claims she can have everyone who works in the news department sacked.
Oh.
Is it B? Independence Dave Lee Travis. The personal space of various Radio 1 secretaries in the 1970s and 80s is invaded by a hairy cornflake. Or is it C, Planet of the Yaps? Astronauts are hunted by talking, intelligent Jake Yaps who can ride horses and do funny voices.
Right, okay.
Which of those do you think it is?
What point do I think of my legal training? I just, you know.
You can bring that in at any point you like.
Any point, yeah. Any point. I think I'm going to go for C because you mentioned horses.
That's fine. I mean, you don't have to justify.
That's the only word I remember in all this.
That's fine, that's good. It's the right answer. Very good.
Excellent.
Okay, here's question number two. Environmental history news. It was on this day in 1973 that the then President Richard Nixon, the President of the US, United States, of course, Richard Nixon, signed the treaty to allow the building of the Trans-Alaskan Radio Presenter Pipeline. The pipeline, so named because it travelled across Alaska and also had gender issues, was an incredible feat of engineering and to this day carries radio presenters such as Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross from where they are brought out of the ground in the north, 800 miles away to the radio presenter refineries in the south. The pipeline was built after the 1973 radio presenter crisis, when the cost of a barrel of Paul Ross sharply increased to $100. But the Trans-Alaskan radio presenter pipeline isn't the only incredible feat of radio-based engineering. Rosie, name the other one. Is it A, the Colin Murrayseum?
Read it out.
Colosseum. Colin Murrayseum.
Stand it out.
The Colin Murrayseum, the ancient Roman amphitheatre that quit Rome due to some kind of notional moral protest. Or is it B, the Panna Martin Roberts Canal?
Clever.
Talk radio property man Martin Roberts has his canal opened up to heavy shipping. Or is it C, BBC Asian Network meets opulent tomb? It's the Taj Mahal.
Wow. I'm just impressed with this. I am going to go with the Colosseum.
The Colin Murrayseum?
That's the one,
right answer, yes.
Yes.
Come on, Rosie. You. Very good. Right, question number three is a music question. Have a listen to this music. Well, of course, that was the 1980s Boxer Dog on a Trampoline song, Jump, by Van Halen. Rosie, here's your unrelated question.
Okay.
This week, it was announced that Paul Ross the Dinosaur, the 84-foot-long skeleton of the full-set Talk Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, that's been on display in the entrance hall to London's Natural History Museum, was going on tour. The bones of the former host of ITV police appeal show Crime Monthly are enormously popular with visitors who come to see him, imagining him millions of years ago roaming the vegetation of the thicket roundabout near Maidenhead and peering into caves to see if any cavemen are having sex. Here's your question.
Okay.
name five famous bones.
Oh.
Five famous
bones. Actual bones.
Five famous bones. No clues.
Okay. Was there a thing called funny bones?
If you like.
Okay, I'm going to go with funny bones.
Yeah.
Tibula, fibia, head. And finger bone.
Interesting.
I won't say that sentence again.
Let's.
How many did we get there? Is that four?
That's four. I'm going to have to put a timer on you for the last one, I think. So.
Okay. I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
Foot bone. Kneecap bone.
Kneecap bone. All right. Strong choices, but let's see what I had written on the card. Name five famous bones. Of contention was one.
Right.
Trom.
Okay.
The late Sherlock Holmes actor Basil Rath.
I actually nearly said that.
The area of London, Marilla. And,
Do you know what? It's harder when you're on.
Isn't it? When you're listening at home, it seems easy, doesn't it, when you come on the radio?
It seems so easy. I think the pressure just got to me when I'm on the phone.
I know. It happens. Don't worry, Rosie. It happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
So now what we need to do is work out your score. Remember, you're trying to get some points. So what we're going to do, we now have to input all of the data into the system. It's a very, you know how it is because you work for this group. It's a very slow system, so bear with us.
It is.
It's a dial-up system. Here we go. It's a dial-up system. And it's quite slow, as I say, so just bear with us.
Let's hope just no one picks up the phone when you're still dialing.
Yeah, that would cut it right off and be so annoying. I'd have to start again.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
It's mum that does that.
Oh, I know. Oh, no. It's, right, good. Okay. So, this is... you just have to...
Sorry, Rosie. How do you spell your name? Is it with an I-E or a Y?
Rosie, R-O-S-I-E-M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Okay. One D in Madison.
Yeah.
And you've one breakfast.
Oh.
Plus one and Virgin.
Yeah. With Jim, isn't it? Rosie and Jim.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I used to work with a guy called Jim. It was Rosie and Jim.
You should have called yourself Jim and Rosie to be different. So.
Do you know what? That's actually a fact. That's what happened.
Oh, hang on. It's
God bless management.
Press that.
I spelt Jim as in gymnasium.
Yeah, it's wrong. Right, you've got to write Virgin as well. Right, because it's on Virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Says no. Was it Rosie saying you're not a virgin? No. No. No.
Yeah. That means it's working.
Yeah,
that means it's working.
bear with us.
Okay, I think I'll just print it off.
Print it off. There we go. It's quite a slow printer, Rosie.
Alright.
It's quite a slow printer. Just bear with us, Rosie, while we print it out. Remember, you're looking for some points. Some points, Rosie.
Okay.
And this, if you get some points, will get you to the top of the leaderboard with Danny Milo. With
come on, I just need to beat Danny. That's it.
With everyone else who's ever played.
Yeah.
Right.
Paper jam.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Good. Right. Okay. So,
right. I'll just look at the data.
Look at the data.
The data's indicating.
Yes, she's looking for some points to get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else. It's Rosie.
Rosie from Pulse One Breakfast and Virgin Radio.
That's
has
right.
Scored.
Yes. Yes.
Some points.
She's got some points. Yes. Come on. Rosie. And Pulse. Congratulations, Rosie.
Oh, thank you. I've got such sweaty palms from that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Career highlight, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're welcome. That's Rosie. She's off for Virgin and Paul Swan Breakfast. And that was her getting some points in this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. All right then. That is just about it from us this Thursday afternoon. You've been listening with your human ears to Talk Radio 1 till 4 weekdays. I am John Holmes. Sam Delaney up next with Drive. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow from 1. Tomorrow on the programme, it's Friday, of course, so live music. We'll drag a busker in from the streets and force them to perform at Microphone Point. It will also be Some Request Friday, your chance to request speeches and talks, not music, because it's not a music radio station, don't you? That'll be happening. Oh, and of course, it's Children in Need Day. So we bring you our Children in Need special. I will be gouging out one of Cornelius's eyes.
What?
So it looks like
what?
A sort of.
Why?
They're both looking different directions. And also, it'll make you look a bit like Pudsey Bear, won't it?
Okay.
Manky eye, isn't he, Pudsey? So that's a look forward to, isn't it? Cass, we're going to need a spoon. All tomorrow on Tour Radio from 1 till 4. Good afternoon. Sam Delaney is next.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.